Good evening, everybody! You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than brushing your teeth with a dirty old toothbrush. That is disgusting. If you wish to join our chat room, the Den Pen, just go to davinsden.com and click chat and listen live. If you are listening on one of our great radio station affiliates, just minimize their page or go to davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page and click chat and go, and you are in. And if you're listening on the Indie Authority, I believe they actually have our chat, I believe it's the blue chat, up on their page, so that will get you in as well. I am your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Joe Curry, who's nice and snug in the Curry Cave.
Snug as a bug in a rug.
Exactly. And Pip Helix, who's hunkered down in the Helix Haven.
Hi, everybody.
We are all in different rooms, which many have said would probably be the best way to do this show.
Yes, usually we're about 2 feet from each other. Now we're 70 miles in each direction from each other.
Yes. but we're with all of you in our hearts.
That's right.
Yes. So we have that going for us. We got a... I thought I heard somebody sneaking up on me. It was just a cat. Got a lot going on tonight. We'll be discussing the things that we all need to throw away, but we just don't seem to do it. And fortunately, this week, we have Helix with us, and she is our resident hoarder. So it's good to have an expert on such important subjects.
Absolutely.
As not throwing crap away. So we got that. We're also going to... Hopefully this will be the last week of this. Maybe not the last week. Maybe another week or so. I'm hoping this ends soon. But last week we started checking out the woman who goes by Ann Jackson as one of her names, who was hailed as a great anti-scammer. Now maybe she is a scammer. Some more developments in that. We'll go back to that. And, last week we were a little bit remiss. We did not get to check in with the ladies of Africa. So we'll make sure we definitely check in with our gals. We definitely want to do that. Show news. We're with you here this Tuesday. Next week, we're not doing a show next Tuesday. We're just not. Not doing a show next Tuesday. But we are doing a show on Monday. We're going to do a
Monday.
Special... Yes, Monday, Joe. Thank you. We'll be doing a show on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So it's a half an hour later, so you have more time to get home and do what you need to do. You're going to be able to hear us in a lot of cool places. You're going to, of course, be able to hear us on davinsden.com. You're going to be able to hear us live on Hawk Radio. You're going to hear us live on Cyanet. You're going to hear us live for the whole show on Talk Superstation. And you're going to hear us live for the whole show on MacDaddy and Wicked. The replay will be on our regular time on the Indie Authority. And we'll be, which is Tuesday at 6:30, of course. And, of course, the replay will be added at some point to Clutch and Wiggle. What's going on here? Ugh, you were on. Next time, just log in 15 minutes before the show. Okay, Mac Daddy, I will do that. I got more tech going. I guess we should explain why we're not together and then just get right to it.
We can't stand each other.
All right.
The smells.
All right, problem solved. We move on. Now, there's a big snowstorm, and we survived Superstorm Sandy. We were able to do our show through that. But as a big Joe, where Joe lives, they're getting hammered, and where Pip lives, they're getting it pretty bad. Where I live, it's not so bad. So really, they should have come here, but they're pussies. What are you going to do?
How are we going to get home?
You guys
could sleep on the couch. Yeah, what are we going to do, make s'mores, stupid?
As I explained to Pip, we have food, we have booze, and we have cats. There's everything you guys want.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so we
way to get home.
Yeah,
Joe, really? Our audience didn't get to hear what was going on before the show, but Pip and I did. Are you sure you want to rush home, Joe?
Yes, there's going to be Davin and Pip were witness to a new show we're going to play called Joe Curry and Joanne's Communal Property.
Well, Joe, here's the thing. You're at your house, and the way you're talking, you're probably not going to get any of that stuff. But if you came here, I'd give you some old cassette tapes and VCR tapes. At least you'd walk home with something.
Only the best.
Well,
yeah.
Well, look who I'm giving it to.
Yeah, it's true.
He didn't offer you A-tracks.
I don't have A-tracks.
That might be a little bit more than more from his, before his era.
I know.
Yeah, why? Do you have A-tracks still?
No. Oh,
no. Yeah, those are long gone. Those are gone long. A-tracks sucked. Did you ever own an A-track, Davin?
No, I did not.
You are lucky. A-tracks would stink. You can only play one song. You couldn't rewind it.
You could only play one song. How do you make an album then?
Well, no, I'm sorry. You couldn't rewind it. You couldn't advance a song. It would cut out in the middle of a song. It would fade. Like there was one song that if it was a long song, it would fade out, and then you would hear gazunk, and then to the next track, and then it would fade back in. I mean, it was ridiculous. I remember my Boston album, More Than a Feeling, gazunk, More Than a Feeling. It was ridiculous.
Well, sometimes you need drums where the artist didn't plan for them. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. The really special part of them was that when they started to get worn out, sometimes you could hear another track bleeding through.
Yeah.
So you could listen to two songs at once.
You know what? You guys are bitching. Paulie D calls that a career. That's what the DJs do. This technology was ahead of the time. If you knew what you were doing, you could be very successful and have hair product in your hair right now. Joe, you would have hair if you would have figured that out back in the 70s.
Yeah, really. Making that work.
Well, let's hold off on this conversation, because we're going to get to things that you need to throw away. And technology's part of it. So we don't want to really do that now, when there's so much else to cover on such an important show. Like this, I don't know if you guys have to deal with, Joe, you probably don't have to deal with this anymore because your wife doesn't really want your company. But Pip might have to deal with this, and I'm sure there was a time where Joe did. I'll be watching a movie. I'll be watching usually a movie, and it's usually a movie that I think my wife won't want to watch. Like, she likes comedies, and she won't watch a horror by herself because she gets scared or whatever. Although she reads all these stupid vampire books and all that crap, but she doesn't want to watch. She gets scared with the movies unless it's Twilight, and then the nipples get hard, and it's a glorious day, and I got to put a tarp on the bed. But other than that.
What's Twilight? I never saw Twilight before. Was it all like...
What's Twilight? No, of course you didn't, because you're a heterosexual middle-aged man, Joe. You shouldn't have. There's no reason for you to. But I have a wife who likes vampires with makeup, I guess.
Really?
But so I'll pick a show, a movie, that I don't think she's going to want to watch. And I'll be watching it quietly, minding my own business. And then the wife comes in and sits down next to me and starts watching the movie, and this irritates me. Am I wrong to be irritated?
Well, what is she irritating you about?
Just being there. Because this was a pre-selected movie that I thought she would have no interest in. This was a me movie. I purposely picked something that she would not have an interest in. But I should be happy that she's showing an interest, I guess. But it never happens when the football game's on.
Yeah, but you want to know something? It's like when I would watch a movie with my wife, and she would go, why did the character do this? Why did the character come? I go, I didn't write this.
Yes, that's my next point, Joe. That's my next point. And that'll even be happening when we're just sitting right there and she's seen the movie with me from the beginning. Well, how come they're doing that? And it's the same thing. I don't know. I've seen everything you've seen. They didn't send me a script.
Yeah. I got to the point one time, I go, you know what? If you have a question of the play, The Weight of the World, I can answer any question you have on the character, what happened. You know why? Because I wrote that. That I can. I'm the guy that wrote it, so I can answer any question you have. You know? You know, well, so it's like, but the other thing, I don't know.
That was my next question, though.
What?
That was my next question, though, was she talking to you during the movie? And I can see being annoyed by somebody distracting you from it, but just merely coming and joining you during it doesn't seem to be a problem, unless it's porn and you're feeling self-conscious.
Yeah. No, well, then sometimes you need a helping hand. But no, you know what it is? I think it's because she's got all these shows that she watches, and they're on the DVR and everything. So, and I don't have that many. I have, like, The Daily Show, but I don't have that many. And I know there's certain movies she wants to watch. So I go pick something that I think she's going to think stinks, and there she is enjoying it. And there's no reason for that to irritate me, but it does.
I got in big trouble one time. We go to the video store. This is how old, long ago this was. We're at the video store, and my wife is like, what movie do you want to get? And she goes, don't get one of those violent movies you like. And I'm like, I won't do that. I go, look, here's a movie right here, Full Metal Jacket. Well, what's it about? I go, it's in New England, and these women make a metal jacket for this soldier, and there's romance, and there's girl talk, and stuff like that.
No, you didn't.
I most certainly did. And when
terrible.
We had to watch the suicide scene about three times. I got the shit out of me on that one.
Why did you? Why did you have questions? Did you? Was it a how-to book for you? Why did you have to watch it three times?
No, because the suicide scene is cool.
But your wife is scared over there.
She can go get a soda or something.
It's amazing how it's not working out between you kids.
You heard it live about 10 minutes ago.
I always hear it live. I just wanted our audience to hear it live.
I know.
I hope your wife comes back. I'd love to get her on the microphone. I'd love to ask her about the grocery situation. What's in Joe's bed tonight?
Hold on. I can actually tell you because I'm actually here. Hold on.
All right. What's in Joe's bed?
Actually, there's nothing tonight. Nothing on there.
Joe's sleeping alone.
No, we're telling you, we're explaining how you put your groceries on the bed as I try to sleep.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
No,
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
All right.
You know, I am a little disappointed. There was a storm coming. She didn't stock up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, she's trying to kill you. She wants you to starve in your own bed.
Yeah. She'll hit me with a can of cling peaches.
Death by canned goods. I can see. Well, you know, Joe, at ShopRite, it is the can sale, so you got another shot at death this week.
Yeah, but she gave me that you better be sleeping with one eye open look when I was in there.
Well, she always gives you that look.
I know.
She's not a big fan.
No, not lately.
I will say this, though. No matter what shenanigans are going on in your personal life, she always defends you to the outside world.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, nobody's going to kill Joey but me.
Yeah. That's because we haven't been Facebook friends in a while, so.
I love that. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to bury you in Farmville, sweetheart. We won't be talking anymore. That's crazy. And I've noticed the difference on certain posts on your Facebook page, certain likes and not likes that we didn't see under the Joanne era of being friends with you on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I notice there's a lot more people liking different things now, Joe. I guess the sheriff left town. You know, I could call Joanne and tell her how to create a fake profile so she can watch you. We could have Joanne scam you. That could be the new thing we do. I'll have you sending her money in no time. There'll be nothing left for the divorce proceeding. She's going to have it all ahead of time. Except
believe
you're just going to think she's in Kenya.
There are plenty of note takers out there working incognito. Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of the curry empire.
That's right.
So was I a little weird for having these feelings?
Say what?
Was I a little weird for having these feelings of annoyance?
Yeah.
If she's just minding her own business and she's not really asking that many questions, she just wants to hang out and she's being cool and she's not asking you about, like, other stuff and she's just, you know, kicking back, yeah, that's fine, man. But, you know, was she just asking one or two questions and she was just being cool?
Yeah, she asked a couple of questions.
How many?
Not enough to warrant me being annoyed.
All right, then you know what, if you just want to kick back and she just wants to hang out and chill, and then you got a problem.
But it happens all the time. It happens even when movies...
Who lives there?
I know.
But what would make it better? But you said now, yeah, but it's not during the game. Would it make it better if it was during the game? Would you enjoy that?
Yeah, because I can transfer that into taking her with me to a live event.
Mm.
I'm a lonely person.
You're a what person?
Lonely. I'm very lonely.
Well, she's trying to keep you company. See, I'm a lonely person, too, but I like it that way.
Well, we all like you being alone.
Yeah.
That's for other people's protection, isn't it?
Yeah. You know?
Don't break the hand that feeds.
So yeah, I just, you know, usually when I watch, like, if I'm watching TV, like, I'll be watching a program. Like, Joanne comes in and I'm watching something and while I'm in the bedroom and stuff like that, she's like, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
That's like the only time you don't have a problem with her.
Yeah, well.
You need to keep that TV on. We can salvage this movie. Just keep you entertained.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, if the rare chance we do watch a movie, she'll fall asleep anyway during about 10 minutes in, so then I'm in the clear.
Well, that's the chloroform that you put on her on your underwear and you covered her mouth with it.
Works like a charm.
Sure it does. You tried to do it with
minute.
Me.
Put it on your underwear. Maybe you don't want people passing out when they get close to it.
Yeah. That happened about 15 years ago at a wedding. That was another story we covered.
Ah. Does Joe have erectile dysfunction? No, he put chloroform in his underwear. It can't get up. Yeah, they're not all going to be winners, but what are you going to do?
Right. From what I'm hearing on the chat, Hawk Radio sounds a little staticky.
Well, all right. Well, what about the other stations?
We seem pretty good on those.
All right, then migrate from Hawk Radio. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm just relaying what the board is saying.
I appreciate that, Joe, and you're doing the right thing. But I'm telling the people as they hear through the static, you have options.
Okay.
and thank you for manning the board for me tonight, Joe, because I'm having tech issues.
No, let's break down what your tech issues are. Because really, I think the audience needs to understand how backwards you are. So Pip Helix, I want to say about, what, 4 months ago, got Wi-Fi in your house?
No.
How long ago?
No, well, I mean, when we first moved here, we got, the Optimum 3 for package, where you get the phone, the TV, and the computer.
Right.
But we've ever since, because we keep our computers in our man den and our woman den, we leave them hardwired into the network.
Okay.
And so I've never used the wireless. I never needed to.
Hold on, I'm getting something else.
Oh?
Well, let's see, what did I say? I'm trying to get them. You have static on your site also. Well, then they didn't solve the problem. Great to see that the problem has not been solved by Comm Cities.
Yeah, Clutch and Wiggle is clear, though. I got Clutch and Wiggle on low. So Clutch and Wiggle is clear as a bell.
That's really odd. All right, so then everybody go to Clutch and Wiggle. As long as there's a place to listen to it, I'm not shutting this down and restarting. Go to Clutch and Wiggle. If you see, this is how it works. Go to Clutch and Wiggle. Minimize their thing. Go to davincomedy.com and go to the Davin's Den page, and then go to the chat and go. So you'll be in our chat room, but you'll be getting the Clutch and Wiggle feed. So again, what's the website for that? Or the link is on our page. So you just go to,
so it should be CWE, I think CWE dot,
CWERadio.com.
CWERadio.com.
Yeah. So if all the other, because if there's a place to hear it without static, I'm not horsing around with this
right
now.
Caden Force just put in the link on that. Thanks so much, Caden.
Cool. So yeah, so everybody go to excuse me, go to Clutch, get out of davinsden.com. You don't need that open anymore. And once you get a Clutch, and then you go to davincomedy.com, davincomedy.com. You go to the Davin's Den page on there, and you click chat and go, and you'll be in the same chat room as everybody else. Probably means this whole show is going to be staticky on the replay, but I don't think it really. I mean, do you want me to shut it down now? I could, but I don't. Who knows if it'll go back up?
Yep,
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just means, you know, this is the technology of the internet. What do you want me to tell you?
That's what happens with the internet, man. Sometimes it's, like one station is clear, some station, station is not.
I can promise you right now, guys, if you're listening to this, we are not going to have a memorable show tonight. So if you're listening on replay, not a big deal. You're not missing much.
Don't sell yourself short. It's going pretty good so far.
I understand that, but I don't want the people to feel like they're missing out, like we're cheating them.
You don't want us to get used to being in our homes doing this. Phone it in. We're literally phoning it in tonight.
Yes, literally.
We're literally phoning it in tonight.
We certainly are. Caden tells me Clutch and Wiggle is good. Don't reboot. Your recording should be fine. I don't think it will be fine. But we'll find out.
You want to know something? I was listening. I have Clutch and Wiggle, at a low volume, so it's not distracting me, so you're just going to hear. But our voices are coming in clear, and the feed is nice and clear. So yeah, we could probably get some more for that.
No, but we don't record off Clutch and Wiggle.
Mm.
We're recording off of our show, off of Davin's Den. But we could do about that. It is what it is. Sometimes it clears up on its own. I'll have to give it a listen tomorrow and get with Comm Cities again. I don't know why that is happening, but I really don't
You want to know something, man, and it's a credit to our chat page. Everybody's so cool, man. They're helping each other out trying to get to a link that'll work. So thank you guys, man. It's really cool that everybody's working together.
The Den Pen kicks ass. Now, when you guys are done with that, I have another assignment for you in the Den Pen. I need somebody to drive to Helix's house and tell her how to use her Wi-Fi.
Really?
I almost spit on my laptop.
No! No! No, don't do that, Joe. Then I have to man the chat.
Yeah,
Put your porn cellophane on the keyboard.
Yeah.
So I had it working, and then I changed rooms, and now nada. But one of the things that I'm suspicious about is that it was up and working, but I was on the phone with Optimum to ask them how to get this to work because I was having problems. And they said, oh, that's okay. Just, you know, I'm just dealing with the machine. And I'm saying, you know, it says, well, when you figured that out, say continue. And I'm like, person, human.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Optima, I have the same provider as you do. It stinks. It's like 10 minutes before you get to somebody.
Oh, it was for, so I'm talking to this machine and thinking maybe it'll give me an easy option. But then finally it said, okay, you know, you want a person, that's fine. I breathe a sigh of relief until it tells me the next person will be available in 1 hour and 8 minutes.
1 hour and 8 minutes?
Yes.
Well, because there's a storm, Joe.
How long I was going to be on hold. Because of the weather outage. I'm like, what are people doing? Calling up and chewing the fat with the people at Optimum because they can't watch TV? What could take so long?
I'm sure you did that. I'm sure you did this.
I'm going to give you a choice of music. You can pick your own hold music. It's like, you want to know something? You want to concentrate on being DJs and running a fucking cable company. Maybe I wouldn't have these problems.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to ask you something stupid, Pip. Did you reboot the modem?
I did.
All right. Did you shut down your computer and reboot the computer?
I did.
Does your cable, does your TV work?
Yes.
And your phone works.
Yeah. I'm talking to you.
It's probably, yeah, obviously. It could be a cell phone. It's probably just the setting. You haven't set it up properly. Is there somebody else's you can steal?
You know, I tried that, and they all have passwords, the bastards.
Well, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't be fighting with your neighbors all the time, and you could get these passwords.
You know what? I like my neighbors. I even could recognize one of them, but he has a really poor connection.
Well, on the break, go to the other neighbor's house and say you're sorry for whatever you've done and ask them for the password.
No, they're going to make me cut down that damn tree.
I don't care. At least you could do your job.
I'm trying.
Very trying. Joe, you had a big weekend this week. And what'd you do, Joe?
Oh, the band made a video this weekend. We did four songs, and we had our pictures all over Facebook. It was
We had our pictures over Facebook. Like, nobody else can do that. Well, Joe, you've arrived.
Well, no, man, the pictures, I meant to say the pictures are all over Facebook. It was a really good time. The band sounded really, really good. And we moved along because basically we had a certain amount of time to do the video. So Johnny usually got to watch John and make sure, Johnny, we got to do this. Johnny, we got to do that. Johnny was cracking the old whip on Sunday, man. I was so proud of him. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
But time is money.
We got all the songs done and basically, it turned out really well, and we're looking forward to getting those videos done. And we're going to be on New York Rocks TV. It's going to be part of an interview we're going to be doing on New York Rocks TV. We were supposed to do it at the studio on Sunday in the city, but unfortunately their studio flooded out, so we couldn't do it there. So we wound up doing the video instead, and that video is going to be on New York Rocks TV. So we'll be taping our interview segment on that in the next couple of weeks.
Are you going to put this stuff up on YouTube?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to have links on your Facebook pages so people could actually get to it?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, you should also put it on our Facebook page.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we could do that too. Yeah, we got to do all the editing. Our buddy helped us out with all the editing. Really good guy, and he's working on the editing. He also runs New York Rocks TV. So as soon as that's done, oh yeah, we'll have it out there. That's the purpose of getting all that stuff out there.
Well, because it's 1988, baby, you got to have the videos. You know, look what happened for What Does the Fox Say? You know what? A YouTube video, and now they're on the Disney Channel.
Oh, absolutely. And you want to know something, though? Even though, like, you might say, well, videos, man, who does video? You want a lot of presence. What I learned from dealing with one of the few legit people that we work with in the Clinton, he told us that a lot of presence all over. You know, people look at videos, people look at YouTube, so it's good to get a presence. I mean, it's not TV anymore or MTV, but it's still important to have a video out there to see what the band can do.
So when will the album be out? When can we play that on the
probably,
on the show?
The end of the year. Basically, what we wanted to do was we had to pick up the pieces where we were, because the band wasn't even supposed to be together, and we wound up all the pieces fell into place. And we got the band together. So what we did was we grabbed Gary and Gary our bass player and Mike our drummer, who were really great. Work with me, Chris, and John. It's so great to have them. We got the songs that our old songs done. They learned that. We just did the videos for them. So that part of the equation is closed. We're starting to, we have one small little gig. We do a benefit at Mr. Beery's on Long Island. It's a cystic fibrosis, got it, cystic fibrosis benefit that we do. We're going to be doing that on the in February, I think February 16th or something like that. After that, we are starting to write all the new songs we have. We have about at least 10 to 12 tunes between the five of us, and then we'll start working on that, probably be in the studio in the summer. And probably this time, yeah, the way things work, man, probably like this time next year, it'll be done realistically. I'm not going to say, hey, man, you know, it'll be done like in 6 months. No, we're having a good time. And because everything was such a quick pace with McClinton, you know, we're going to Cleveland on Tuesday, we're doing this, we're going to China, we just want a nice, easy pace. So it's going to, you know, so it might be next year, but we're going to have a great time doing it.
Cool.
Nice.
Now, yeah. Pip, you had an eventful week last week. Why don't you fill everybody in on that?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
it all started when I know you're going to get on me right away because this is like from the way back machine, but Mr. Hillix and I get snow tires put on in the winter.
Really?
Does anybody still do
yeah.
that? In Canada, they do that. They do that in Canada.
Yeah, well, you know, we do that here because we live on a hill, and it's not easy to get up on the hill
mm-hmm.
when it snows, so I just figured any little bit of extra traction we can get, besides, you know, all-season radials, is better. So we switch.
Yeah,
and
that's a pain, in the neck, though.
Sorry?
So that's a pain in the neck. You got to do that every summer, winter.
It is kind of a pain in the neck, and it was even more of a pain in the neck because I got the snow tires put on, and the next morning I came out and one of them was flat.
Wow. Mm. Well, how old are these tires?
They're like 2 years old.
Huh. Shouldn't have that many miles on them.
No, they really don't. So I was pissed. I was like, what? Don't you check these things before you put them on?
We have an update. Hold on. I'm sorry, Pip. We have an update. We are now crystal clear.
Yay!
So wherever you are listening, you shouldn't have a problem now. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Caden Force.
Thank you. Now you can hear my boring tire story loud and clear.
Well, yeah, we're hoping it picks up because I do have your music ready.
I know you do.
All right, so you come out, there's a flat tire, not the way you want to start a day.
Yeah, and I really had to be in the day job on time. It was really a bad day for this to happen. So I am doing as much, you know, troubleshooting on the phone as I can to keep people at bay. And I call AAA, and this guy shows up, and he puts the, you know, the donut on my tire. Then when he's done doing that, mind you, I'm standing out in the rain, and he's doing the paperwork in the truck. Thank you. Chivalry is dead. And he starts talking to me about...
But what do you want him to do? Hey, wait, you supposed to scoot on his lap?
No, but while I'm standing there, he starts this conversation for some reason about how pissed off he is about how Kanye West is getting all this grief from punching this guy in the face for defending Kim's honor.
So you have a black tow truck driver.
How'd you guess?
Because nobody else is defending Kanye.
No.
I'll be a truck driver. A tow truck driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he was going on and on about it. This guy was all fired up.
This is the type of passion we need. Book him for the show. We could have Trucker Tom and Tow Truck Trucker Tim. It could be awesome.
We could do a spin-off show.
Why not? I bet that'll get listens. Bet their technology will work. They'll do it over CB. It'll sound clearer.
Yeah. They can fix their own problem.
Exactly. Breaker. What's going over there, Tow Truck Trucker Tim? Oh, I got you loud and clear, Trucker Tom. What you doing with that lounge? Those you come back at you?
Down low?
Yeah, down low. Yeah, I don't know any of the lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the down low is not lingo that the black guys use for a good thing.
What do you mean? Well, they keep it on the down low. Like, yeah, I just banged that bitch, but she's got AIDS, so keep it on the down low.
No, on the down low means you're banging guys on the side.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
On the down low?
I've never heard that before.
Never heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, keep it on the down low, but I thought that was like keep it, you know, hush, hush, but I didn't think down low meant stuff on the side.
No, well, keep it on the down low does mean hush, hush, but if you are on the down low, that means that you're doing guys on the side.
If you're a guy, you're doing guys on the side?
Yes.
Huh.
You're a guy. No, that means you're a homo, not a down low.
Do we have any black people in the dance?
No! No, actually, I think we do. I was going to say there's rules, but...
Oh, my God.
Who let the black folk in? Damn it! I said absolutely no black people. I don't even like that there's a Jew on the show, if you must be know about it.
I don't want people on our side. It'll bring the property value down.
How am I going to sell this domain name if they know black people hang out in our chat room? Damn it!
If we didn't... Damn it, we wouldn't allow Jews if you weren't one. Come on.
Shut up. Shut up. Ixnay on the Jew-A.
Shut up.
There's enough reason to hate this show. Don't let anti-Semitism be one of them. There are no Jews on this show.
No.
But I do think, I know we do have some black people in the chat room on occasion. I don't know if they're there right now, but, but.
And we're going to get more.
Well, yeah, but why don't you ask the one or three or ten black people there to identify themselves? I think that's what you should do, Pip Helix. That way they can raise their hand in the chat room and go, I am black. How can I help you?
Blacks front and center in the chat.
Blacks front and center. Right after Martin Luther King's birthday, this is the I have a dream. I dream all the black people identify themselves. Free at last. Free at last. Chat all you want. You are free at last.
It's not like I'm asking gay people to out themselves.
I know we have gay people in the chat, too. I'll tell you what, you are alienating everybody, Pip Helix. You are an anti-Semite, a racist, and a homophobe.
Wait a minute, are there any Canadians? Front and center Canadians.
We got a couple in there.
We do? Now, I think we even have some British, but that's usually Joe's job to alienate the British colonies.
No. None of this is inherently bad. I'm just telling you.
It's not inherently bad to be black. Thank you for clearing that up. You heard it from Pip Helix. It's not inherently bad. I mean, the chances are it is bad, but it's not inherently bad if you're black.
No,
go on.
It's bad if you make it bad.
It's bad if you make it bad. Yes, because every bad thing that's happened to black people is what Pip Helix saying is, it's your fault. Go on, Pip.
Why is the 67 wants to know if souls count? Black souls count.
Yes, if you've got souls.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It does count. And Trucker Tom says he's black from the waist down. Stupid.
Wait, Trucker Tom, what does that mean? Your jeans are hanging low? What the hell are you talking about?
That means something else is hanging low.
Why don't you check? Why don't you check on the down low, Joe?
Yeah.
No, that's the hang low.
Right. Oh, also, I want to explain something to the chat room. I can't write in caps because I'm holding a phone in the other hand. So I can't.
Yeah,
but I only have one hand
with the other hand.
They're busting your balls over caps?
No, they're not. They're not. But I just want to, I don't want people to think I'm, that they're reading my blog with the bad pronunciation and no capitalization. That one is my fault. I have a free hand, but on this one, I only have one hand. So,
Joe, you're not fooling anybody. You're jerking off with the other hand when you do the blog. You're just so excited to share your various breakdowns with us all.
Yeah. Depends on the topic.
Are you saying my blogs are nothing but my nervous breakdowns?
Not nothing, but consistently they are. I don't know if you guys read my blog that I posted yesterday, but I gave you guys a shout-out at the end of it.
Oh, did you?
Really?
Yeah, nobody reads my blogs. Perfect. Great. Thanks for the support. I read your miserable blogs.
I'll read your blog.
Nah, don't do me any favors, Joe. All right.
I read them, but I don't get to it right away.
All right, so let's go. So Pip hates black people and Jews and homosexuals, and she's talking to this tow truck driver who's a black man. Pip is not happy about this at all, and he's talking about Kanye West. Go on, Pip.
Well, I was just not happy about standing out in the rain while he was venting his rage about the paparazzi.
Well, no, of course. There you are, a white woman out in the rain, and there's a black man who has shelter. Of course you're upset. I understand.
Well, meanwhile, then he makes it personal. He goes,
All right, makes it personal.
Say you and me are going out. Of course, my eyebrow goes up.
All right, stop it right now. That makes sense because...
Did he ask you on a date?
No.
Hold on.
No.
Wait, this makes sense. He is a brother, and Pip is an attractive white woman with junk in the trunk and benefits. This makes perfect sense. Pip's got a good job.
Listen, you know I have a lot of junk in my trunk. I'm a hoarder.
Exactly. You have extra. Some of that junk is even yours in the trunk. You just people just store extra junk in your trunk.
There's a lot of junk in my trunk in all ways possible.
Sometimes they store their junk for 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes at a time.
Yeah, no, you know nobody gets into my trunk. We've discussed this.
How do I know? I'm not the TSA of your ass.
It's on record.
It's on record. I didn't see that in the bylaws.
There's a public document, yes. If you go to pipsass.com, you will find records of our ass.
No, Joe. It's a public record. It's .org.
I didn't know that. That's what the difference is?
Yeah, like if it's like a charity or something like that or a public thing like that. So, yes. So if Pip's Ass, and Pip's Ass does do a public good, so really it could be pipsass.org.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Sure.
No. Gotcha.
See, we educate. All right. So this tow truck driver who's nice and dry and is sticking up for Kanye and happens to be African-American and you're out in the rain and now you guys are dating. Go on.
No, so he was just posing the hypothetical that if we were dating, that he sees no reason that he wouldn't be able to defend my honor and punch some guy out if he was calling me a slut, a this, a that, and, oh, the F-bombs were flying.
Well, hold on, though. You shouldn't be upset.
No, I wasn't upset that he was talking about this. I was upset that he was blocking my driveway now, and I have to go.
Well, apparently, your honor is only as important as your schedule.
And he's
That's
cursing,
true.
Too?
Sorry?
He's cursing, too?
Yeah.
I could understand that.
Professional.
No, he was all professional and fine and actually just a little bit grumpy until I showed a little bit of concern about his knee when he stood up. He seemed like his knee was hurting him. Then he was all peaches and cream, and then we're buddies. So he started going on about Kim and Kanye. And
why were you buddies? Were your knees hurting you?
Were you going on the down low?
On the down low?
I didn't need a tire replaced that badly.
Yeah, right. I'll hitch. Thank you.
I'll hitch. I'd love to tickle your nuts, but I'll just use my thumb instead.
I let my thumb do the walking. Thank you very much. I appreciate you defending my honor.
That trailer hitch is nice and polished, clean now. Thank you.
Buff it down, please.
All right. So go on, Pip.
Finally he leaves and, you know, the day progresses and I'm struggling valiantly to get, well, first I go to the garage that put the snow tire on in the first place and I give them one of the snow tires and one of the regular tires and I'm really kind of cranky and I'm like, get one of these that works so that you can put it on my car. I need a real tire. I was not happy.
Okay. So, sounds charming.
I go to work. I don't have time to stop back at the garage and have them put this thing on. I start driving up to the den on my donut.
Mm.
The Davin's Den donut.
Yes. And that worked only so far. That worked until just short of exit 14 on the New York Thruway.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Kaboom! I hit a pothole that ate the donut live and left a big bite mark out of it, and then flump, 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 flump down the thruway. I know what that sound is.
Oh, yeah, a very bad one.
Yeah, yeah. So I pull over. I was in the middle lane, too, so I make my way over to the shoulder, and I'm sitting there, and you know how when you're sitting on the shoulder of a highway and the cars are going by, and each one that goes by, boom, it's like rocking your car with
car
the wind.
Like, this sucks. It sucks. Everybody's been there. It sucks.
It sucks. And I'm like, it's dark. It's raining. I am on a donut. My donut has blown out now. I can't even change my tire. There's nothing to change to.
Oh.
So I can't. If I go a couple inches to the right, I'm in the mud. If I go a couple inches.
Wait. Are we talking about the car or your ass?
Could be both.
Okay. Could be both.
And
just for clarification,
so I realized I can't even open my door without being in the traveling lane. I'm stuck here.
Oh.
So I turn on the little blinkers and I crawl up to get closer to the exit, so that at least the exit lane will be between me and the travel lane.
Right.
Right.
You know, I figure that's a little bit safer. I crawl up there, and the first thing I do is I call Dav, and I'm like, I'm not making the show. And do you know what he tells me?
Yeah, he tells you to try to get up there.
No, even better. He says, call Joe. He might be passing you now and can pick you up.
Yeah, now, I was explaining this to Davin, okay? And I go, Davin, if I pick her up, we got to do the show. We have to have a show meeting afterwards. Then I have to have a comedy meeting with you. I go, by the time we get back to her car, it's going to be 11 o'clock at night. Now she has to figure how to get home at 11 o'clock at night instead of 6 o'clock at night. I go, no.
I don't see a problem. You know what? You're about 20 minutes away from the car. You call AAA. You tell them where the car is. You meet them there. And if Pip had been a little nicer to the tow truck driver, maybe it would have been taken care of and done while she was at the show. Maybe if she wasn't being...
The tow truck driver could have come up and explained to us all what download was really the truth on that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Different tow truck driver.
Damn, hindsight is 20/20.
Opportunity lost.
Could have had a special interview.
We'll interview just about anybody, won't we?
I know. Really.
You tow trucks?
Hey.
Fascinating. Yeah. What's your favorite type of truck? What's your favorite type of car to tow?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something. Whatever car Kanye and Kim are in, and the paparazzi are giving them the crap because I would pop the guy in the face.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could just see if the tow truck driver makes it, and he's doing his song, and he comes off saying, "Uh-oh, Mr. Paparazzi, stay away from him."
Joe,
I know what he's going to do.
Joe, I think we've learned something. Pip Helix does not like uppity tow truck drivers.
No. The tow truck driver got uppity.
Yep. Pip Helix will not be spoken to like that.
Uppity. Well, you call her a racist, and you just used uppity.
Not me. What? Her. She does not like them being uppity. I have no problem. I have never asked anybody in a group of people, hey, if you're black, prove it now. I've never done that.
Now, Pip. Hey, Pip. EMS79 just said, down low is hush hush. So I just got told by a black friend. So the black community.
She ain't black.
And that means hush hush.
She's not black.
No,
a black friend told him.
Look at that! They are networking now. They're like, do we know black people? Well, I once knew a black person. Send a telegram.
Right.
I have people reaching out. Beep, 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 beep. Excuse me, African Americans. All points, Bolton. We need to know what the down low is.
Yeah. I think Pip was just trying to besmirch black people and homosexuals. But
totally not.
Folks. And if you do that, Pip, you're downgrading the United States of America.
You know what, Pip? You're not a patriot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I do not like this at all. We're going to have a meeting, drive up here in the snow, and we're going to have a discussion over your behavior, young lady. I don't think our sponsors are going to like this.
On the virtue of the fact that you called me a young lady.
Well, what do you want? I can't see you, so I can't be reminded that you're not.
No, really?
I can turn my attention to you, Joe, if you would like.
Yeah, no.
Anything else, Pip?
No, pretty much. I was really, really ticked off that, you know, about the tire thing. I mean, I know, well, the kid, when I brought the tires in, was trying to say, oh, maybe you picked up a nail. Really? I picked up a nail between the time that you put the snow tire on and I got home?
Well, I mean, that's easy enough to check. It's easy enough for him to check. If you picked up a nail, it's easy enough for him to check.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but how likely is that?
It's possible. Nails can here's the thing about nails and road debris. They can happen anywhere.
As long as you're on the road, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But, I mean, it seemed unlikely.
You think it was sabotage? Is that what they were doing? They were trying to screw up your day?
No.
Maybe tow truck trucker Tim had his eye on you for a while and asked the mechanic to set up this chance encounter. Maybe it wasn't chance after all.
That's what it was.
Yep.
Because he really wanted to talk about Kanye with me. That's his in.
Maybe that's his move. That's his move. Maybe you'll think
that... You know
that,
what? Though it is pretty gallant that he wanted to pop everybody in the face to protect Kim.
I want to pop lots of ladies in the face, but they refuse to get that close.
Especially ones that want to come down and try to watch a movie with you.
Really?
Well, I need my privacy time, Jeff.
Yeah, Now, let me ask you, I got to backtrack just a little bit. Now, what if your daughter comes in and wants to sit while you watch a movie? Do you get that? Do you have that same feeling?
No, I got to stop the damn movie, Joe. I'm watching stuff that's completely inappropriate.
Okay. I didn't know.
You know, there might be violence or cursing. You know, I can't, you know.
Can you stop?
What?
And you stopped the movie?
Yes, I only wanted to experience violence and cursing firsthand, not through Hollywood's prism.
Good boy.
I'm a good parent.
Yeah, that's right. You need to find it for the first hand when the daddy gets a gig canceled or something like that.
Exactly.
or he gets off the phone with Uncle Joe. Yeah, that's...
Uncle Joe. Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, when she comes in, because, you know, because I'm usually watching something that's at least PG, so they might show something. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, she watches.
By the way, Trucker Tom is a little upset because we have Tow Trucker Tim, and he says Tow Trucker Tim has to go. He is stepping on my gimmick. LOL.
Look at this. The fans now have gimmicks.
Well, I agree with Tom. That's a little close.
It is a little close.
We'll bet.
What?
Mom, just promise to pop some paparazzi in the face, and you can step right back up.
Yeah, right.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. Shall we do a little curmudgeonly philosophy?
Yes.
All right. What?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Why? You had it for last week.
Why? Because they're all on my laptop that I can't get on my... they're all on the laptop, but they're in my email, which I cannot open.
How bad do you suck tonight?
Yeah. I am just useless. I'm going. Bye.
No, you're not. Do you know the tech works better at the show than it does at her house? And she's a tech. She handles all that tech stuff.
She doesn't handle all of our tech stuff, Joe. She handles the chat.
She usually handles.
She handles the chat.
I'm usually fine with the laptop there. This is not working for Beans.
So you don't remember any of them?
No, I'm sorry.
Don't you have the show notes from last week and like a document?
No, I put everything on my email.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't.
Christ sakes. Joe, I got to tell you. Somebody's in the barrel, and it's not you, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was feeling the splinters.
Yeah. Tom says the difference, though, is that the paparazzi's not looking for him.
Oh, okay.
You know, but you never know, Tom. You might hop out of the cab at a Flying J, and there might be some guys taking pictures.
Well, Joe, you tried to save that, didn't you?
Well, I
didn't know what that meant.
I don't know who to punish with the punishment song. You for reading that useless comment, or Trucker Tom for making that useless comment?
Don't punish us with the song.
Well, you can't hear it. What do you care?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. So then you would only be punishing the listeners. And you know what? There's more of them than just Tom. So I think we have to find another way.
I don't care. But they'll know that Trucker Tom. You know, I just said to somebody the other day, Trucker Tom has a sharp tongue and everything, and he's funny, and then he comes up with that turd. Ugh. Tell you what, Trucker Tom, you're on notice. You better not. You're on notice, my friend. The group will be punished for your indiscretions if you do not bring a little better to the chat. Joe, be mindful of what he's bringing to the chat. We need to be on top of this, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
And Joe, you do realize I might go back to the chat, and if there's a whole bunch of Trucker Tom awful comments and you do not bring it to my attention, I will play the whole punishment song all the way through next week.
Okay.
Cue the pile on from the rest of the people in the chat room.
Everybody's on notice. I could punish them for Pip's amount of yuck tonight. I'll tell you what, Pip, you better not have any more issues either. I am in the mood to hear my girl sing.
I'm working on it.
You're still working? Maybe you should call Tow Truck Trucker Tim and ask him if he knows how to do computers.
Yeah, really.
All right.
He'll just punch it.
All right. What? He'll just punch it? Okay.
He would just punch the computer. He was talking about punching out the paparazzi.
Have you tried that yet?
I'm about to.
Okay. Is Mr. Helix home, somebody who's competent?
You think he's more competent on computers than I am?
Can't be less.
What about the cat with no tail? Maybe he could do something.
Yeah, Stumpy's been working on it.
Do you want me to send my wife over there in the storm so you can figure out how to log on?
The rest of the chat room is a little concerned about the punishment. Caden Force goes, no!
Well,
Caden is like, hey, we didn't do anything.
Well, you know what? You know what? If it happens, it could be Trucker Tom's fault. Hey, listen, Morgaine, her video is up. Morgaine's punishment video where she ate the dog food and fish sauce, you could go to davinsden.com and look at that. That's up there. You guys should really be going to the Facebook page. We've put stuff up all the time, and I notify people on our Davinsden Facebook page.
page. So, yeah, you could see Morgaine take her punishment.
Well, the thing is they're starting to turn on Pip because Caden goes, make Pip sit in the corner and listen to it next week. And then Morgaine goes, good idea, Caden.
Wait a minute. In the chat to defend myself one night and you bastards turn on me?
Actually, two nights.
Then Trucker Tom comes back in, and Davin, how do I have a sharp tongue if I'm typing this dribble out, stupid? So, unquote.
Well, that was before this dribble, Tom. That was before you laid that turd before us, where Joe valiantly tried to save it.
Yes. See, I love Trucker Tom. Good dude. I try to step in.
Of course you do. You and Trucker Tom go on the download together. We understand. All right. So we won't do the curmudgeonly philosophy, because Stupid puts everything on email, because what could possibly go wrong there?
Yeah. It's worked every other time.
Right. Sure it has. Sure it has. All right, we'll move on. Thank you, Helix.
No problem.
All right. So, well, one thing Helix is good at is making a mess, as we've all heard tonight. You know, part of the reason is there's so much clutter, but we all have that problem. We all hold on to things longer than we should. I wouldn't call us full-blown hoarders, but we hold on to things. I know I hold on to things longer than most would consider normal. Pip, I'm pretty sure you do. I've seen your car.
Oh yeah,
The kids are really looking for those Halloween looking forward to those Halloween candies on the 4th of July. Joe, do you hold on to things too long?
Absolutely.
What do you hold on to?
Magazines. I have a stack of magazines. I'm a very big reader, and I read anything I can get my hands on. And I am very bad.
Hold on. Let me stop you right now. Can you read a computer manual to get Stupid connected on the internet?
Not that bad. But I'm in my bedroom right now, and I have a stack of one stack is up to my waist.
Oh my God!
Another two stacks that are up to my kneecaps. When it comes to respect with that, I am an absolute hoarder.
Why are you holding on to these?
Because I like to read them. I mean, I got my guitar magazines, even though I don't play guitar. I got my Hemmings magazines. I got my Maxim magazines. I've got my classic rock magazines.
You got them all categorized?
No, but what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to categorize them, because I got more in the basement. I'm going to categorize them, and then I'm going to start cataloging them. I'm going to sell them on eBay.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
Nobody wants your sticky Maxim magazines, Joe.
You might not want the sticky Maxim magazines. However, when I go to car shows and stuff like that, I mean, they are selling magazines that I have. I see them selling for $2.50, $3, $5 a pop.
So you're going to waste all those hours for $2.50?
Well, I mean, I've got a load of magazines. I mean, you load that. I mean, 300 magazines. That's
yeah, and you got to put each one online. Say what it is, the issue, the description, the condition. Good, Joe. That's very productive of your time. And I don't. I guess you forgot. She's getting half of them anyway.
Oh, by the way, we were talking about punishments, the punishments, like the dog food.
Yeah.
And Tom posted his video of him drinking the hot sauce on the chat room. when we did that thing when we were in Michigan.
That's been up there for a while.
I know, but he posted it into the den pen.
Oh, you gotta like people who want everybody to see their abuse.
Yes.
I enjoy that. That was a favorite.
I'm like Joe, too. I hold on to magazines a little too long, but nothing like Joe where I'm gonna make a buck off of them. Sure, you're a sport. But, but Pip, what do you hold on to?
Everything. Well, actually, I do hang on to magazines, but not because I think I'm going to make any money off of them. I started getting rid of ones that I wasn't going to look back at or anything. But sometimes I hold on to magazines that have projects in them because I just can't remember anything anymore. I have CRS disease so bad.
Let me ask you a question. How far back does your collection of Cat Fancy go?
What project are you going to make?
Well, it's not to clean a house.
Well, yeah, the project is the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you got a better shot at Miley Cyrus hanging out on a wrecking ball.
But she did that.
Yes, and she's going to do it for your living room. Clean that shit up.
Oh, I saw a very disturbing video today online.
The Race Odyssey video is out?
Yeah, very funny.
Thank you.
Did you see that?
What?
Ron Jeremy doing a parody of Wrecking Ball.
I saw it. I didn't click on the video. I saw it was out there. Is it good?
Oh, really?
Oh, you can't unsee it.
Well, then I won't. I won't see it.
Don't. Don't.
I mean, I could try to find it now and play it if you want.
No, there's something about... I mean, there's everything about him, which is really frightening, but this little, like, gnome of a... furry gnome of a man with this... He's got an not ulcerated, herniated belly button, this big belly hanging out of a belly shirt.
Ew! Ew!
He's licking a hammer, and you'll never be able to unsee that.
You'll never be able to unsee that.
No.
Sounds dreadful.
You can't. It's like I want to take my head like an Etch-a-Sketch and roll it around to get rid of the picture, but it's in there.
Wow.
Joe, let me ask you a question. Do, like, people know that about your magazine collection?
No.
Oh, how about Pip? Do people know all about all the crap you have?
Some people do, and some people don't.
Do the people who do know, do they make, like, comments about it?
Well, most of them are kinder than that.
Oh. Oh. Well, lottie friggin' da. Guess they have skeletons in their closet, too.
No, I have so much crap. I had a garage sale, and people looked at me with one eyebrow up, like, really? That's the tip of the iceberg. But it was a start.
Really?
All right, Pip, let me ask you. This seems to be your area of expertise. What is the difference between a hoard and a collection?
A hoard is when it is disorganized, out of control, and it starts to run you instead of you running it.
Okay, so like you guys have been where we do the show, and you guys see I have all the baseball cards here, but they're all in order and everything, so that would still be a collection, right?
I consider the stuff that you have down in the basement, like your music and your baseball cards and stuff, is nice and orderly and put up and organized. Now that's a collection.
I got a collection.
Yeah.
I do not have a hoard. Well, now so. Joe's magazines are not in order yet, and they're almost as tall as he is. Is that until he gets them in order, does Joe have a hoard?
Joe, come to some meetings with me.
I might have to go because I look at that pile. And I'm like, you got a problem, dude. You know, and the thing, you see, now the thing about it is there's a lot of stuff around my house that I haven't been able to do during the weekend because I'm so busy doing the editing and stuff for the clips and stuff like that, that a lot of my time is consumed with that. So it's like I don't even have a time to address it, but I am a voracious reader. I love to read. And, you know, get magazines and books and stuff like that, and I'll just read it, and then I'll just put it down, and apparently sometimes it grows.
You know, you can throw them out when you're done with them.
Because you want to know something? There was a lot of great articles on certain cars and stuff like
that. Which you're never going to read again.
Actually, no. Sometimes I go in the pile, I'll pull something out, I'm like, I didn't read about this, and I'll read it.
Why don't you read about it the first time, then you can throw it away?
Because sometimes you want, you know, it's a really good article, and you want to save it.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I have a hoarder in my life, and it makes me very uncomfortable. I think I have, like, a certain level of resentment because it runs everything, and it affects everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys have anybody like that in your life?
Me.
You really are. So we call you a hoarder. You really are a hoarder.
Yeah, I mean, not to the degree that those people on those extreme shows are.
No, they have TV credits.
Bitch.
Why can't you do something good for the show and go on TV? Think about all the cats you'll find underneath that mess. It's a win-win.
You know what? That's the thing that drives me crazy, is that when you say you're a hoarder, people immediately respond thinking that you have dirty diapers in your closet or something, or dead cats lying every place. I can account for all my cats.
That you know of.
If one of them doesn't show up for roll call, look under the couch.
No, there was
roll
one.
Call.
Roll call.
Meow, meow, meow. Oh, my God, we're missing a meow.
Yeah, I don't see a tail wag or a meow. Fan out! Fan out!
Get the chainsaw! We're getting through that collection of Hummels!
No, what drives me crazy is that you see that show, and you see these people are, I mean, I'm nuts, but these people are so far gone.
Really? Are they painting lunatics in a bad light, Pip? Is that your problem?
Yes, they're being too hard on the psychopath.
Right. You think they're going in before the show, before the cameras get there, and adding more crap to that collection? Is that what you think is happening, Pip?
Right. No, there's definitely all their stuff there and more.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Guys, I hate to interrupt. I have to stop the show right now. I like Tom a lot. I love him like a brother. He's a really good...
Uh-oh.
Wouldn't a horde be a gang of whores? Abu.
Oh! Oh!
Cue the music.
Oh, let me find it. Wow, I was...
yeah, you want to... I'm sorry, dude.
This is going to be a lengthy one. This is going to be a lengthy one because he was warned. Everybody, blame Trucker Tom. And remember, Tow Truck Trucker Tim is only a flat tire away, mister. Hold on. We're playing the song, so silence.
Excel the past. Juliana is first. Don't ask who's last. Look in the mirror, see yourself for the answer. Slow, solo, flow. Pull your pants up when I spray these stinks. Goddess with wings. Flying, I am not what you wish me to be. You see, I'm free to be myself and do my own things. How? Internet, magic, money is in my now. I'm flying. I am not what you wish me to be.
30 seconds.
You see, I'm free. History's destiny. My destination is this moment of now. What I see next to me is real.
20
reality.
Seconds.
Much love to my mother. She raised me right. To get paid for every second of my life is worth more than numbers and dollar signs. Follow me.
10 seconds.
I'm to the top of mine. Stop. I'm already at the top looking down with my crown. I'm flying. I am not what you wish me to be.
And Trucker Tom, if you screw up again tonight, it's the whole song. We just listened to a minute of my favorite model. Juliana Avalos singing about being free, or as what we call it here, our punishment song, because it is just so enjoyable. And that's
right, now, if I could point something out, you ever see on those National Geographic specials where a cow happens to wander into a river that has a bunch of piranha?
Yes.
And the piranha attack? Essentially, that's what the chat room looks like against Tom, right? I can't see. No! EMS 79, no!
There's a mutiny against the captain in the den pen.
Tom?
Tom's missing a hoof.
Tom, I was there, but that last one, I'm sorry.
good boy, Joe. Good boy.
That's hilarious.
Well, you know, I hope Trucker Tom realizes he's got to be a little better. We expect more from Trucker Tom.
Scamming Scammers points out, too much Tom. Too much Tom being punished will lead to Tom being the only one in here. You caught a break, Tommy, all right? You got an ally out there.
It's all right. I'll punish her, too. I don't care. I'll punish you all. I'll just do this by myself. I kind of am right now.
Well, you need a little help from your friends.
Well, yes, you guys are here. But it's not the same without looking into your eyes.
I understand that.
Do you guys need to be alone?
No.
Oh, wait. You're not.
No.
All right. Shall we go through the list of things, according to BuzzFeed, we all need to throw out immediately?
Yes,
sure.
All right. First one, Old Sponge. You know what? I'm not usually in charge of sponges, but I know I've never thrown one out.
Oh!
Why do you throw out sponges, Pip? Not the type that you put inside, because those, I believe, should be...
No, not the sponge-worthy sponge. No, I don't mean that. No, I do.
How long do you keep a sponge?
You know what? It goes like this. I have one sponge, which is for the human dishes, one sponge, which is for the cat dishes, and then there's usually a sponge in the bathroom. And so the first thing that happens is that when the cat sponge starts losing its pattern on the pattern sponges I get,
right,
then I know that I have to throw that out and move the human sponge to the cat sponge and break open a new one.
Wait, what? So there's a rotation of sponges.
There's a rotation.
Interesting.
A rotation of sponges, eh?
You don't have a you don't have a dishwasher in your house?
Yeah, we do have a dishwasher in the house, but I mean, like, the cat dishes don't go in with the people food dishes. Yeah,
that's what I say, but my wife goes the other way with it. I'm like, she puts the cat food dishes in with the people food dishes. But they have separate plates and everything.
That's perfectly fine. And
no, it's not.
From somebody who had to eat, like, cat food as a punishment, I really shouldn't be so fussy.
You're right. You shouldn't. You do drink out of the toilet.
I just can't. I don't drink out of the toilet anymore.
You can if you screw up again. and our trusty little camcorder will be there to record it all.
Oh, dear God in heaven. No. I just don't like having them in the same. And there's certain things that you have to hand wash. So I have sponges for each thing. And when the cat sponge starts getting a little grungy looking, I toss it and I move the people one down to the cat one and I open a new people.
You think the cats will look at you? It's going to, yuck, we got to use their sponge?
They're just happy to be fed at all.
All right.
Hey, there you go. You'll get your cat's old cat sponge and like it.
Joe, are you in charge of the sponges at your house?
Nope, not at all. But I see some, I'll see a sponge in there, and I'm like, I don't think I've seen that sponge before. But I don't, I don't,
I don't
really,
think I've seen that sponge. You look unfamiliar. Are you new to this dishwash?
I don't really, there were some things that are like, I don't deal with, and I don't need to deal
with. You called your wife?
Yeah. That's awful.
Well, the good thing is the sponge isn't going to take half your crap. Unless it's SpongeBob, then you'll be living in the pineapple, stupid.
Yeah.
Nice.
Live from the pineapple.
Well, at least you'll be on TV.
Yeah, I get a credit anywhere I want.
Absolutely.
You know, anywhere I could get it, actually.
So it's not really, so you and me, as the men, we really don't deal with that.
No, not really, no.
I don't think
Mr. Helix would notice one sponge from the other.
No, he's just happy he's not eating off the cat plate.
No, guys don't notice that stuff.
No, it's not our thing. It's not our thing. Old shoes. What? Old shoes.
We can keep them straight. Is which side of the sink they're sitting on, or else I'm sure he'd be using the cat one on people bowls and vice versa.
Right.
Okay, good. Anyway, old shoes. See, now, I'll have the new sneakers that I bought, and then I'll have, the old sneakers, in case it's really crappy out.
Right.
So yeah.
I don't think that's unrealistic, but I guess if you have, six, dress shoes, pairs of dress shoes, and they have holes in them, I guess that's what they're talking about. Do you guys have that type of stuff?
I got a pair of dress shoes, but I could tell you live right now how many shoes I got. I'm in my closet right now.
Well, it's about time, Joe. We've been waiting.
I've got some boots that I found that I didn't know I had.
Okay.
Another pair of boots. I've got old dress shoes. As a matter of fact, I don't even remember. I just pulled out a pair of dress shoes I didn't even know I had.
So, yes.
I got those.
So the answer is yes. You have too many shoes.
Yes, I got another two. I got way too many shoes.
All right, Imelda Marcos.
Your shoes are from the guy that you're on the down low with.
Yeah, but you want to know the good point? I couldn't find these. I actually got these. I got to bring these back. But you know what? Now these two shoes don't match. I got to go back and look at these. All right.
Jesus, you're terrible. How about you, Pip? Do you have a lot of old shoes?
I have so many shoes.
Why? Why don't you throw some out?
I think. First of all, I think it has something to do with the double X chromosomes. Women always have too many shoes.
Oh, yeah, my wife does. She's got more shoes. I'm like, I don't even know why she has all these shoes.
I pretend to be a millipede so I can get away with it.
No, you can pretend to be a human centipede, then you'll get a good look at your junk in your trunk.
It's sad, but you just can't get rid of them because sometimes... they'll go out of style for a season, and you think, well, if I hang on to them, I can use them again.
I never understood that. I'm sorry, how does a shoe go out of style?
Velcro. Velcro.
Hmm.
Kangaroos. Do you guys remember Roos? Remember them? They had the little Velcro pockets.
Yeah.
Yes, Joe. You would love it. You could put your change there.
Yeah, I can see. Okay, I can see how that can go out of style really quick.
Well, and it did. And it did, Joe. Yeah, shoes can go out of style. I get that. Laces change and everything. But they do come back. Like the old Air Jordans are back in style. And, they're worth a lot of money. Capizios went out of style.
Oh, yeah. You want to know something? Why? I got my Capizios somewhere down in the basement.
Yeah, probably next to your keytar.
Next to my denim jacket.
I still wear a denim jacket.
Yeah, but this one is like the acid-washed one.
Ah, that a boy, Joe. That's coming back.
Well, when I was in high school, Fry boots were the big thing for guys.
I don't even know what that is.
Everybody wore them. Now you don't see them.
I don't know what fry boots are.
A lot of guys don't wear them. You know what? About 20 years ago, I had an old pair of fry boots that I put on. And 20 years ago, I wore them to work one time, and a girl I work with just relentlessly all day just busted my chops over it.
Can we get her on the show?
I haven't talked to her in 20 years.
Yeah, but, you know, now that you're on Facebook and your wife's not, you'll find her.
Trucker Tom says L.A. gear shoes way out of style.
Very good, Tom. Very good.
Yeah.
Still can't undo the damage you've done, sir, but very good.
Well, it's like women's shoes. Do you remember the 80s women's shoes called jellies?
Yes.
Weren't those like sandals or something?
Sorry?
Weren't they like a sandal type thing?
Well, they were like, you know, they were some sandals. Some of them were just flats, but they were made out of this plastic jelly see-through, all different colors.
And now they have kind of like that, which I'm waiting for to go out of style, are Crocs.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Crocs looks like they're going to be next on the list to go.
They've been hanging on for a while. People love them.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't own a pair.
Terrible.
Mm. Wow.
All right, the next one, I'm guilty of this. Old clothing you never wear. You know, and it keeps me, I mean, I weed some out, but it keeps on making the rotation like, all right, you know, I might wear this. And then every year it gets a little less likely that I'm going to wear it. But I still have it in the closet. I mean, now, I still have a lot of the flannels that were in style when I was in college in the 90s. And they've kind of come back, and I still wear them. But, I mean, there's other stuff that's like, really, I'm not going to wear that. But I don't throw it out.
Yeah. You want to know about the beauty of doing the show, you know, from an old place?
You're going through your closet.
I'm in my closet right now. I have a...
Hold on. I just got a... I'm sorry, Joe. I need Caden to put this in the chat room, because he just sent me a private message with my girlfriend, Juliana, and he says, that's it, you've done it, now I'm going to sing to you. That needs to go in the chat room, Caden. That needs to go on the Davin's Den Facebook page. I don't know how to create these memes, but I'm a big fan of that one, sir.
That's awesome.
All right, go on, Joe. I'm sorry.
I'm in my closet right now. I've got shirts here. I have a turquoise, like, turtleneck sweatshirt, which is about 15 years
old. Well, you know what, Joe? With that shirt, it's a good thing you're in the closet.
What else do I have here? I've got a, it is a flannel shirt with a hood on it that I remember buying before I went on my honeymoon. That shirt is 17 years old. There, that is.
I got stuff from elementary school and high school. Definitely stuff from high school.
You're not wearing it, are you?
If it fits.
Fit.
Yeah, but some of it's cool. Some of it's cool. Like, I had this old New Jersey Devils t-shirt, and it's like the old colors, the red and green, and it's worn. But now you have to pay $20 for one of those. I got one of the originals. And it fits.
Now, this is almost the same thing like with my magazines, okay?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
I wear it. It still fits. It looks cool.
It looks cool. You're gonna display it? Or are you gonna give
it? Yeah, Joe, I display it on my torso when I go out.
Yeah, I thought it was from elementary school.
Some of those don't fit so much.
Right. So let's go to those.
But I was a fat kid, Joe, so if I drop a couple pounds, like I got this, because we went to a brewery, and I got a kick-ass gray Schlitz malt liquor shirt with, like, the bull on it. That kicks ass. If I could just get lap band surgery, I am going to rock that shirt.
A Schlitz malt liquor shirt with a bull on it, and you're saving it like it was the Shroud of Turin. I don't believe. You've got to be kidding me.
That is a cool shirt, Joe. That another shirt that I passed on to my wife because it's not going to fit me anymore. But
and I'm sure she's waiting in the wings to put that on.
No, not that one. Listen to me. I had for the old Atari 2600, they had this game MASH. Of course, everybody knows the great show MASH. They had the video game MASH, and they had a 4077 t-shirt with the green, like made, you know, with the army green and everything. It said MASH, 4077 t-shirt. I found that a couple years ago. I gave it to the wife. That's a bitchin' shirt.
If it fits, yes, it is.
Yes, Joe, it fits her, not me.
Okay, so and those were shirts that you had from elementary school?
Sure, I think if I go to my parents' house, I could probably still find a shirt with Yoda or Jabba the Hutt on it.
Right, okay, well, we don't want pictures of you on it. I just wanted to see if you had anything else on it.
Let's see. I'm sure somewhere I got old Dukes of Hazzard shirts. You know, I threw out a bunch of stuff like several years ago, but there used to be sweatshirts with my name on the back. I don't have that anymore, but yeah.
case I get stolen. What?
What is this? Oh, it's mine. I'll put it on.
Yeah, well, listen, I admit it, though. I admit it. I got stuff I should not have in my closet. I weeded out. The sports, like, here's an example. I got a Devils jersey, a New Jersey Devils jersey from, when I say, 1987, 1988. It was the old red and green colors, again, that they don't have. It was the captain of the time, Kirk Muller. I still wear that sometimes. I don't wear it as often as my newer Brodeur jersey, but I'll still wear that. You go to a Devils game, it looks cool.
Right. Now, you know what? Now, I gotta jump into the barrel a little bit, because I have, it's not a sports team, but I have, like, an old Pipeline fence jacket that I cherished. I still have it, which is from, when did I stop working there? 1982.
Oh, good Lord.
I stopped working there. And it's the old satin ones from those eras.
No.
The red satin with Pipeline fence on the back. But I had a lot of good times there, and I still have, I don't wear it because I look like an asshole.
I think.
But I still say, you look at it and go, ah.
I think within the last couple of months, in the last, like, trips to Salvation Goodwill, I got rid of my, from the 90s, my New York Jets satin jacket.
Right.
I just want to let everybody know, if you go to the Davin's Den Facebook page, the meme that Caden Force created is on there, and it's funny. And my girl looks stunning, and she's not singing, so it's good.
Trucker Tom had an old Pittsburgh Penguins raincoat with Iron City Beer Sponsor logo on it from the Mario Lemieux era. Which is kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
It's almost the same vein as like, you know, your Jet stuff, man. There's a lot of memories there, you know?
No, that's cool. Yeah, with the Jets, it's all bad memories, though.
Well, yeah. Well.
How about you, Pip?
Looking back at my old rock concert T-shirt.
Yes!
And saying, oh, yeah, I went to see that. That's cool. It doesn't fit anymore, but I like seeing them.
You know what? I got a Monsters of Rock Van Halen T-shirt from, I want to say, 88. When they played the Meadowlands, I still wear that sometimes. I got Def Leppard Hysteria Tour from, like, 1988. I got, like, older ones, older Aerosmith ones. I still wear them sometimes.
I still wear mine sometimes. And that Monsters of Rock thing that I would, you know, I could jump on you for that, but that's pretty cool. I mean, if you're a rock fan, that was a major, major, major tour.
Yeah, man.
And a souvenir from that, you know, for a rock fan, is a pretty big thing.
I've had people offer to buy it, like, when I'm wearing it and everything.
Yeah, absolutely, because that Monsters of Rock, in the history of rock and roll, that tour was major. And, you know, to have a shirt from that, man, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I could see that. I'm in. I'm all in on that.
All right, this next one is, this only Helix can speak on. Well, maybe Joe can. He is in the closet, but I don't think so. old makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do have old makeup. I know that it's supposed to go bad, but a lot of times, because I'm really big on Halloween, and a lot of times old makeup, I'll use it on Halloween, especially, like, crazy colors and things. I'll keep using it.
Yeah, it's good around your eyes and your mouth. That's perfect.
I know. It's really terrible, but I don't use old stuff right around the eyeball, but on the face, yeah, I will.
Poor Mr. Helix. Poor Mr. Helix. Put it on my face, not around my eyeballs. No old things.
Yeah, Morgane's right.
What?
Could that have a bad skin reaction?
Yeah.
No. No, it actually hasn't. No.
Well, actually, hold on. We've seen some of the things that you've come in crawled in with. You've had some bad skin days, my dear.
Oh, I know I have, but that's normal.
No, maybe it's your Avon collection from 1991.
No, I don't use old makeup day to day. I'm talking about I have old stuff that I use for Halloween.
Okay. This
listen to him pointing out my bad skin days. Thanks.
Well, we all have them. But I remember there was a time your ass was on fire. There was, you looked like a unicorn with the growth on your head. It was not your best.
Yeah, I know.
All right, this one I'm guilty of. I don't know why, but I got these. Hangers from the dry cleaner. I guess because it seems like, well, it's a hanger. I have
no problem with that.
Because you know what? Because they leave the little shoulder marks.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did when I go out with them, so I look like a dork.
Really? I got Let's see. Back to my closet. I've got one.
I'm glad the snowstorm worked out well for this bit, Joe.
Oh yeah, I got a whole bunch. Sometimes they're bent, so you can't use them when they're bent. You got another one. I got one with the papery hanger on, which is a really good one. A Chinese guy really laid out for this one.
he sprung for the paper.
Got another one that says, "We love our customers." That's a good one. You know, I mean, you don't want to throw that out. That's good. You could use that.
All right. I got that. We all have that one. I don't really think it's a big deal. We've all talked about this. Joe and I and Pip all have old magazines and newspapers. I just got rid of a bunch because, you know, let's be honest, I'm really not going to read about how Mitt Romney's going to run his campaign in 2008. So I got rid of some of those Time magazines. I did, though.
Yeah, I got rid of some old ones.
But I do, but you know, I busted Joe's chops earlier. I do have some older sport ones. Like, I think I got, like, the 1986 Mets World Series. You know, I got some older collect. I definitely have, like, all the old programs of actual games I went to. So I got some from, like, the USFL, which was a football league that was actually pretty good, but it was from the early 80s. Only lasted a couple years, so I got some of them. I got, like, old Jets ones and Devils and Yankees stuff. So in that way, I'm kind of a hoarder. I have all the free stuff that they give away at the ball games, like the football game. They'll give you like a cozy or something like that.
Right,
all that stuff, and really has no value. But I pretend like Joe, it will.
Yeah, but you know what? Because there's a sentimental value and an attachment that you have to it.
Joe, I was a Jet fan. These are all bad memories.
I understand. You know what? I have that's really cool. I have National Geographic's from like 1912. 1914. For some reason, my mother's boyfriend brought them over, and had a whole collection in the basement. So it's kind of, they're pretty cool.
So you've been there on the ground floor when most of white America actually saw black breasts for the first time.
Yeah,
it's great. Now again, Pip would like all the people with black breasts to make themselves known in the chat room right now. Well, I bet those are probably worth a lot of money.
Yes, they are. Yeah, so I got, you know, I keep them in a nice container and stuff like that.
Well, sure. So you don't get stuff on them.
Yeah. EMS 79 says I must be the only one who throws everything out. LOL.
Well, yes, because she has a clean house.
That's true.
I'm
assuming.
Well, I mean, because I saw her video and she wasn't about to be tackled by a thing of magazines or dirty sponges.
There you go.
This one, I can't relate to at all, the half-finished project, because quite frankly, I don't start projects. But, but I mean, do you guys have the half-finished project?
Yeah, it's called my house.
That's true. You never get stuff done there.
I try. I've got a couple of things I got to do. You want to know something? If I do a project, I make sure I do it and get it done. So a lot of them I can't get to, but if I do it, I make the time to get it done and move on.
How about you, Pip? You start any projects you don't finish?
I am the queen of the unfinished project.
All right.
I have so many, like, art projects and painting and putting up shelves and, I have started things all over the place.
All right. Next one. I'm guilty of this. Socks with holes or without mates? Now, without the mates, to be fair, you buy a package of socks. One goes rogue. There's a very good opportunity that another one from that package is going to go rogue. So though you're out two socks, you now have a pair. So it's not crazy.
The beauty of having our separate locations. I'm in my sock drawer right now. One non-matching.
Stuffing your pants, are you?
Three non-matching. Four non-matching. Five, six, seven, eight, nine. I have got at least about, I'm counting about 15 rogue socks with no mate.
What?
And a sock that does have a mate, but it's got two holes in it.
Why? I have holy socks, too. I'm very religious. And I have perfectly good new socks I've never worn, but the hole has to get to the point where it's, like, so annoying, where, like, the big toe is always sticking out, and that feels uncomfortable. I just can't let go, and there's no reason for it.
You know what I have also? I have a pair of socks, brand new socks, that was my father's. That I've never worn, and it's just like a weird attachment that
it makes sense
from my father that I have.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
How about you, Pip?
The other socks, it's just chaos.
See, I bet Pip can get rid of old socks. I don't think that's something she would collect. I think that's a guy thing, Joe.
No.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Wow. There is really nothing that you will get rid of.
No, this article seems to hit on some of the top problems that I have.
That's why I brought it to the show's attention. We're here to help.
I saw those socks and I went, in the article, I said, oh, God, because I have, I get girly socks. I have things with little designs on them and, cats or argyle or a color or something. And I'm like, I really like those purple socks with, such and such on it. And I can't, one of them went rogue. I keep hoping for the other one to turn up. So they get set aside. And I have years of those socks sitting, waiting.
Listen.
I still have hope, too.
Listen, that wayward wigwam might come home. Just keep on holding
your
faith, Pippi Alex.
But Lisa and Morgane say the washer, Morgane says the washer eats them, and Lisa says the dryer eats them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as long as we solve that mystery. This one, I do not really collect, but we did have to get rid of this when we moved in here. Old paint. And I think the reason with old paint is you really can't just throw it in the trash or dump it in the sewer. It's a pain in the ass to get rid of that.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys have old paint?
Well, yeah, I do. But I do have old paint that I use for touch-up paint. I don't use it, but I'm going to start a new project. If I have something, I'll keep some touch-up paint. I'll make sure it stays relatively fresh. Now, if I open up the lid and I have to stir it and there's all that gooky stuff in there, obviously I'm going to throw it out. But the paint I keep is, like, I have Kills down there, Kills paint. That stays good for a long time. And I have some other paint that is relatively new at touch-up. But I don't keep the old paint. My mother had the old stuff, which I threw out.
Oil stuff or stuff that was like so ancient that separated.
You open it up and then you're like, ugh, you don't try to use it, you throw it out. But for my house, any wall I paint or anything like that, I keep touch up paint.
All right.
So the bastards I bought my house from left their old half dried paint in the house when they left, so I had to take care of their problem.
That's what happened with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you not want to move. this one, this one is another problem. There's no reason why. Old bras, not really my problem. And underwear. That seems to be a guy thing. Like, the elastic, your underwear's around your ankles, and, like, your left nut is hanging out, but for some reason you hang on to. There's really no reason. But I got some underwear that has seen better days that really, they should go. I can afford to go get myself a new pack of Fruit of the Looms. I can treat myself. Some new Hanes, but I don't.
Once again, let's see what we got.
How many piss stains are on Joe's underwear?
We're going to go live. Let's see. Underwear
go tonight. Live. Like your Geraldo Rivera in Capone's vault.
Okay, I've got one with shrinkly waistband that I have for some reason. I have one that has another shrinkly waistband. You know what these are? These are good running around the house drawers. Put on.
When you don't care if your nuts are out.
They're good because you run around the house, you ball swing around like bells in an ice cream truck, and it's good. You're home.
Let the balls flow, baby. Let the balls roll, Joe. Let the balls roll.
I mean, you're always, when you're doing shows and stuff like that, you're always trying to look nice, and you want them.
You're trying to look nice. I've never seen you strip down to your undies before during a show.
don't encourage this.
I'll tell you what, I will not take you to Nevada if that's now part of your act.
Don't worry. Hey, Pip figured it out. Good girl, Pip.
Yeah, finally.
All right. Pip, do you have a lot of old underwear and bras?
You know what? It's really funny because, well...
I don't know if it's really funny. I don't know if we should go that far.
Well, I just happened to get rid of a bunch of bras because after the Philippines had their horrors, I know a friend who was collecting stuff for their family because they lost everything. And I said, well, when you say everything, they're like, even old bras. Yeah, send them.
Oh, hold on. I got to stop you right now. There are no Filipinos with the size of breasts that you have. They're very flat people.
Let me tell you, there's a guy with no hut living in squalor going, I don't want food. I don't want fresh water. I want a D cup.
Well, all right, Joe, now you've made me reevaluate because maybe they'll take one of Pip's bras and they'll collect some nourishment. You know? They could go forage.
Back to the hut?
Yes.
That's a
coconut holder. They could bring the coconuts back to
the hut. Exactly. Now it makes sense. All right, I get it now.
Hold on. There are Filipinos of all sizes and boobs of all sizes down there. Somebody's going to need these puppies.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think
damn
we...
it, Tom. Tom says I got rid of my bras because they gave up.
Ah, Tom. Welcome back to the show. That's the trucker town we know and love. All right. See, this one, I don't even consider going bad, so I know I don't throw them away. Old spices. Because you look at a spice, go, it already looks like it gave up, as Tom would say. It's already dry, not the real color of the original fresh stuff. So I just keep old spices forever.
Old spice? I never was big into old spices and stuff. Yeah, I guess old spices, yeah, having it. Because really, how, you know, cloves, how bad can they get?
Well, actually, cloves are not... Are spices, Joe. They're usually fresh, but like oregano.
Oregano, yeah. My spices aren't that old, but, you know, maybe about a year old.
That's not old for spices, I don't think.
Yeah.
What about you, Pip? You got stuff from the Reagan administration?
I have to tell you a story.
Okay. We'll take all 45 minutes.
I didn't know that spices could go bad.
All right.
I didn't even think that there could even be a problem with spices, right? So I had all the spices that my dad used to use, and I moved them with me when I moved into my new place. I went on vacation with my girlfriends. We had a Shore rental, and I knew that we were going to do a lot of cooking down there, so we each had a list of things we were going to bring, and I brought some of my spices. And I had, I think it was like garlic powder or garlic salt or something. I don't know, something that was like mixed spices. And we had pizza one night. And my friend goes, oh, yeah, I want to use that. And she turns it over and puts it all over her slice, and the shit starts moving.
Ew!
Oh, my God!
Somebody brought the spice back to life!
Ew!
That's Ew. Disgusting.
That's awful.
It has been that long since I've looked in them. I had no idea they could get bugs in them. I was freaked out and so embarrassed. And you know, I got together, I still have this is years ago, I'm still close friends with these girls, and whenever we got pizza they still bring it up.
You're gonna forget something like that? You're gonna forget something like that? That's like something. No, you tell that story, go, oh, I forgot about that. That's etched in your mind like a bad childhood memory.
That's nasty. That's your Ron Jeremy video.
Yeah.
I just completely grossed out Morgan, who was able to eat dog food and fish juice for a challenge, and I disgusted her.
All right, new punishment. Eat Pip's spice.
I threw out every single thing in the cupboard and bought all new after that because I had no idea. And now I look at everything really carefully.
All right, that's good. All right, here's one that is part my wife's problem because she's a techie, part mine. Old technology. She keeps a lot of the computer stuff, but eventually, because she fixes computers, but she's starting to weed that out because the technology moves so fast. They were also talking about this in VCR tapes and cassettes. I still have cassettes because I like some of the albums I have, and I still have VCR tapes, mostly for the Disney movies, you know, for the kid and everything. But they say people should throw that out. I don't really think so.
You know, here's the thing where it's almost like the project and where we say we're going to get to stuff. I have my old VCR tapes, and I have the digital recorder to move them digitally. It's one of those things where I'll just move them to digital. And you really want to do that, but who knows if you have the time. There's also with stuff on videotape, I have stuff that I could put on Facebook that, like, Opening Anthony fans would dig. I have stuff of Anthony's old apartment, videos we took in Ant's old apartment with me and Ant and Adam, which for some people are like, really, but for Opie and Anthony fans would be really cool because basically before there was the compound, there was the apartment. And I have, you know, I have video from the old apartment days. I also have stuff from videos that Ant and Adam and I and Joe did and stuff like that, some of the stuff I want to put on Facebook. And Ant flipped out when I told him I had this stuff. He's like, you got to burn that. You got to get it done, you know, and it's just the time to do it.
Yeah.
So we all agree that you can hold on to that?
Absolutely, yeah.
I got my, like, I put a video clip up a couple weeks ago of me on Romper Room when I was a little kid. That's on VHS, although I think I did convert that to DVD.
Right, right.
But
yeah.
Let's see.
But it's basically, the whole thing is it's the emotional attachment that you have to stuff, or the attachment that the joy that the thing brings you. Like my magazines, they bring me joy. I like reading them. It's my way to unwind. I run around like a mental patient. Even though I do have a problem, I'm not even going to kid anybody, but it's the thing where I have something that I could look at and enjoy or read or something like that, you know, or an emotional attachment. That's why, you know, it's just keeping that in control. You know, sometimes it ain't easy.
Let's see. Old toys. Now, I think they're differentiating between collectibles. Like, I have, like, a lot of my old Star Wars and G.I. Joe stuff, and some of that's, like, really worth money. But, like, old broken toys that really have no purpose. I don't really have old broken toys. I got my old Matchbox, which some I let play with my daughter play with when she was a kid because some were beaten up and everything. But she couldn't play with the good ones.
Right.
Do you guys have...
I don't have old toys, but one of my obsessions is Matchbox cars. I have at work about 20 of them that I keep on top of my cubicle. In my office at home, I'm staring at least another 20. In my music room, I have at least another 20 because they're all the cars I love in the size I can afford.
Funny.
And that's just, you know, I finally stopped because I was starting to run out of room. But I mean, they're just the cars that I love and the size I can afford.
Now, do you take them down?
Me joy.
Do you take them down and play with them?
No, I don't like that. They just, you know, I don't play with them. That's kind of crazy. But
right, Joe. Right.
I do have them. Like I'm doing paperwork, and I'll look up, and there's a cool looking car, you know, or you know, I have, you know, it's small little guilty pleasure that brings me joy. They're only a buck, you know. So, yeah, and it just brings, you know, it brings back a little bit of your childhood without being, you know, without being a lunatic.
How about you, Pip? You got vibrators that no longer vibrate?
No. Although I do have fond memories. No.
She wore out the grooves. I'll keep it.
I do have some old Matchboxes. Most of them used to be my brother's, but I had a couple that I thought were pretty. And I have some dolls, mm-hmm. and I have marbles. Most of them I lost, but I still have some marbles. And, I every once in a while I'll have some other little thing. Like, I got rid of, like, board games, and I got rid of a lot of stuffed animals and such. But I still have a few toys here and there. Not an overwhelming a lot of them, and nothing that's really collectible. So just because what Joe was saying is that, you know, it brings you back to this carefree time, and, you know, it's just fun to look at them, and I mean to put some up on shelving in, like, my woman den and stuff. I have a problem with shelves. Maybe this is a topic for another evening, but I'm terrified to put up shelves because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm afraid to screw it up.
Well, then don't.
What about Mr. Helix?
He's not handy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, have Joe come over. He'll start the project.
Have a cup of coffee and tell you sayonara, senorita.
This next one, I think most people don't realize, although if you go to the dentist twice a year, you should, because they always give you a new one of these. Toothbrushes. I think we just hold on to them for a long time. You're supposed to replace them like every 6 months, I think.
Yeah. After reading that, I took a good look at my toothbrush. And I guess this one's older than they usually get, because this one is like the bristles are like sort of like pushed out, like somebody pushed down.
Yeah, like they start a split, like the Red Sea.
Because I'm brushing so hard, they started splitting, like the Red Sea, and I thought, Jesus, that means that it's too old.
No, that means it's just right, Pip. Keep it up.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't notice. Like, I've got one of those Oral-B the power toothbrushes.
Yeah, me too.
And I just noticed the bristles. I'm like, these bristles are spent. And I had a whole slew of bristles, and I look, and I go, where the heck? I went through all the bristles, and you don't notice. You run around so much, and then it just takes that one moment to go, oh, Jesus Christ, I got to go out and get a new toothbrush head.
All right, this next one does not pertain to me. Maybe it pertains to you guys. Contact lens case? I've never had contacts.
No, it doesn't. Not me. It doesn't pertain to me.
I use contacts, but I use the ones that you wear them for a month and you chuck them away, so I don't have cases.
All right. This next one, I think it comes under another one of the categories, is you really don't think about it because you just assume it can last forever. Expired canned food. Now, Joe has a better handle on this because he sleeps with it, but for the rest of us...
Joe rotates them in and out.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not that bad. I go through my canned food quick. Now, my mother...
Yeah, sure. Of course you do. You want more room to sleep. I understand.
Now, my mother, God rest her soul, she was a hoarder. And when I cleaned, and you couldn't go in the closet. Get away. What are you doing in there? That's not a favorite. You know, so when I started cleaning out, there was canned food that was years old. And there was a supermarket called Bohack that went out of business like 20 years prior. And I'm cleaning, I go, Bohack? How long has this been in here?
I'll find some weird stuff like that too.
My mother used to overbuy food.
Ugh.
I remember I'd be in the closet and I go, why do you buy so much stuff? She goes, what happens if we get company? I go, who, the 3rd Marine Division? Why do you have all this shit? Yeah.
Well, I think part of it is you just look at something like beets and you really don't want to eat it, but you buy it because you should, and it just goes to, it goes to the back of the pantry, and next thing you know, you have 8-year-old beets.
That's true.
So true.
That's a great dude. That's a great analogy. That's the truth, man.
So true.
All right, so we're all guilty of that one.
Absolutely.
A little bit, yeah.
Old batteries and light bulbs. Well, if I know they don't work, I get rid of them.
Yeah. Who keeps that?
I don't know. I mean, now I might have some old ones that I think work that don't, but if I know they don't work, I'm not really looking back to the memories of when it worked. Was using my flashlight. It's gone.
I'm guilty in a sense. Well, and I'm guilty when it comes to doing my Santa Claus stuff. Like, I'll buy back because I always want every, you know, redundancy to keep in the car. So I'll have batteries and I'll use them, and I'm going, all right, these I know are good, okay? This week in December, a week in December, I know they're good. I pack them away, and I sometimes I label them good and sometimes I don't, so I'll pack them away. I'm finally getting a chance to pack my stuff now. Last year, I packed it away in January. I opened the stuff up in December, like the end of November. I think it's good, you know, and I kind of whittled through my battery. So what I did this year is, because I wound up having a problem with batteries on Christmas Eve, I go, all right, I'm done. I threw everything out. So next season, I'm buying all new batteries. But, you know, in that respect, I'm kind of guilty of that.
This next one, I'm going to say to a point, old towels. Like, once it has a hole in it, it's time to say goodbye. But I do realize I keep on the towels, like, because they're supposed to be, like, fluffy. But, you know, I'll keep a worn towel. And then sometimes the towel does not get thrown away. It becomes a rag. So there is that is, much like a sponge in the Helix house, it doesn't have to go right from useful to trash. There's an intermediary step.
So there's a ruling on the play. If you keep an old towel but it's now considered a rag, is that count as hoarding?
No.
No, because you're still using it.
It's been repurposed.
Yes.
It's been repurposed.
Yeah, because you know what? When you want to get some insurance and light your house on fire, you're going to need some rags.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. Just saying.
I mean, if you have pets, you have, like, you know, like a pet carrier that you're going to bring them to the vet, they're good to line the bottom of the pet carrier.
Sure, they like the smell of you.
they are.
They do. The smell of your musk makes them feel comfortable.
It does.
That's why Joe throws in his non-elastic underwear. He doesn't even have pets. He'll just throw them in straight cat carriers.
Is that where they came from?
You see a cat walking around with BBDs on, you know, where I've been.
Well, son, it's got like a weird rash, but who knows? Anyway. Junk drawer. I don't really have a junk drawer here, but at my parents' house there was, where you would put in like erasers or marbles or little tchotchke toys or paper clips. I mean, I guess everybody has a junk drawer, right?
Oh, let's take a look at The junk drawer. I've got old credit cards. I've got my old keys. I've got a prayer card.
Yeah, like you're using that.
Yeah. I've got, you know what I've got? I think I've got Gavin's wedding brochure.
Brochure. Well, of course, you're going to sell it on eBay for $2.50.
Yeah, I've got, what have I got here? I got the maple marijuana candy that dude gave me in Michigan. I've got all sorts of things in here.
Oh, my God.
Now, Helix, I'm sure you have a junk drawer.
Yeah, I do.
What's in your drawers?
It's got, let me go inventory my junk drawer. It's right behind me.
Thank God we had this snowstorm.
It's great. We go live.
I know. It's like, okay, let's see what's in here. Okay, the first thing I came across was some Command damage-free hanging hangers. Where was I going to put those?
Command damage free hanging hangers?
Well, they're little, you know, you put the it's like the sticky pad on the wall, and then you put the hangers on, and if you ever want to take them off the wall, you didn't make a hole.
Oh, right. And you want to know something? You got to buy the right size, because I had a photo thing in my music room. The damn thing fell. Thank God it got caught by something else. And one of my calendars. I'm having a hell of a time keeping my calendars up there.
See, that's something I know somebody else collects, too. Not me.
What?
But, like, old calendars, because they like the pictures. Let it go. They'll make new cats. It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts to see a calendar from 1996. Well, I like that tabby. Who the fuck cares? Tabbies are a dime a dozen. There's cute kittens every week. It's not like they're hard to find.
I'm guilty of that. I got there's a calendar somebody gave me about 5 years ago. I put in my cubicle that I have in the corner of my cubicle, and it's got kittens and puppies on there, so it keeps me calm during the day.
Buy a new one. They have more kitties and puppies. It's not like kittens and puppies are like LA Gear sneakers, and they went out of style.
They're cute and fluffy. Why the hell do I gotta get a new batch? I have the old ones, and they're familiar. They're like, it's like my pets.
Because you can buy a calendar with cute little kitties and puppies, but that's actually still a calendar.
Yeah, but I don't. I have my Great Trains of the Northwest calendar. I look at. Why do I? You know,
oh
that I use as my.
It's not Joe. It's 99 cents. Treat yourself to new kitties and puppies.
Okay,
I'll help you out with that.
You can have some of the real things if you go to Helix's house.
Yeah, let's see. I got glycerin hand therapy cream.
Glycerin. What are you making bombs too?
Glycerin hand lotion for that explosive hand job.
Unscented vitamin E so that, you know, you're nice and shiny afterwards.
What does vitamin E smell like that it has to be unscented?
I don't know.
Is that vitamin E?
Smells like Joe's BVDs.
I have bread ties and...
All right, that's another thing. Bread ties and bakery string. Why? I know bakery string is very pretty with the red and white stripes and the blue and white stripes, but I remember growing up, we always had that. Why? I guess to tie up the tomato plants.
Sounds like a song from a Mary Poppins, bread ties and bakery strings.
All right.
Bread ties and bakery strings and whiskers on kittens.
And shit with mittens.
What?
Let's see, what else do we have in here? Batteries?
Well, that we understand.
And,
how do you know? Are they fresh?
What's that?
Are they fresh?
They're minty fresh.
Ah, okay, good.
Yeah, they're all in their packages.
Good girl.
Potato chip bag clip.
Okay, handy dandy.
Tape, Post-its.
All right, it's useful.
That's normal stuff.
Pens, shoelaces, normal stuff.
All right, let's move on. Here's another one that I think most people don't realize. And I'm guilty of this. Old pillows. But now, before we get into this, they said, like, well, you're constantly rubbing your head against it, you know, from the end of the day. But most people put a pillowcase on the head.
Yeah.
On their sheet.
I have pillowcases on it. My wife has got Smurf pillowcases that she had.
Well, why not?
I guess.
I mean, I have old pillowcases. You know. But, yeah, I mean, but pillows, they do lose their form and what they're meant to do. They become flat. Like the hotel I'm going to be staying at probably this weekend, from what I looked online, I'm going to have the flat pillows that were probably from the Nixon administration. Those probably should have been thrown away.
I tell you, though, on the road, the best pillows, at City Steam, when they used to have you at the Sheraton, had the best pillows. Those things, oh. I actually was trying to scheme it. I was going to try to buy a couple of pillows at Target and switch them out and bring the good ones back home, but I didn't do it.
the life of crime ends.
What's about them?
Yeah.
So you guys do that too? Old pillows?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, nice ones.
Well, they were nice. Now they're disgusting.
Well, I wash it.
Sure you do.
Tom says, hold on, I get blasted with a punishment song and nothing for the stupid bread tie and bakery string song.
I thought it was cute, but if the Den Pen wants me to play the song, I will.
Oh, no, they don't. Oh, God, you'll see them pound him again.
Tom likes a good pounding.
Tom likes a good pounding.
That's what I just said. Anyway.
Sorry.
That's all right. The last one. Unsubscribe from email lists. I never really subscribed to a bunch of email lists.
I haven't either.
Pip?
I not knowingly have subscribed to email lists, but if I'm sick of seeing them, I unsubscribe.
Okay. Well, you know what? That was, we learned that we all have crap to get rid of. Pip and Joe more than most, but, I know you guys can post them on the Davin's Den Facebook page. I know I had asked it a couple of weeks ago, and there were some old magazines on there, and somebody put old flowers from an ex-boyfriend and everything. So, yeah,
wow.
we're not the only ones.
Really? How long do they stay fresh?
They don't, but they become dried flowers.
Okay, and I guess you press them into like a little memory book there and you look at them.
I don't know. Maybe you make them into spice and hope they don't crawl away. I don't know, Joe. All right. Well, that was a long first half of the show. So let's take a little 10-minute break. I'll play some dance music. Somebody can get up and dance, and we'll be back in 10 minutes. This is Bean on the Dance Floor, and we will play Stronger.
It is time for a prop duel! That is right, prop duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back. Your shoes! Phew! Phew! Okay! Okay! Put shoes back on! They stink! Okay. So what was I saying? Oh yes! Stick around for extra! Because we are here at Davin's Den for part 2!
And we are back! You are listening to the one, the only Davin's Den. Thank you guys for joining us on this very snowy evening, at least where we are. The Joe, Pip, and myself are not together, but yet we all are through the magic of the internet and radio. First half of the show is a fun half. I think the most important thing we learned is that Pip Helix is a hoarder and a racist. Once again, Pip, she's a racist hoarder. She has a collection of black people that she does not like under her bed right now, and she will not throw them away and release them. That's what we learned. Joe, are you with us? Joe took a longer break.
Joe's still on break.
Really? If I can't tell him it's time to go inside, he just smokes all over. Ugh, loser. Loser. While we were on break, we were listening to the mix, Bean on the Dance Floor. We started with Stronger by Todd Edwards, and we heard part of Release by Ant-Man and some other stuff, too. So we hope you guys were getting up and doing a little dancing. Now we will shift gears as we do. We'll put on our serious hats. And we will focus on our Scam Buster segment. Of course, if you guys want to join in the chat room, I don't know if Pip's monitoring it or Joe's monitoring it. I really have no idea. But
I'm in the chat.
I'm in there as well.
Oh, Joe, welcome back to the show.
Yes.
you just go to davinsden.com and you go to chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our great radio affiliates, you minimize their page. You go to davincomedy.com, find the Davin's Den page, click chat and go. And you are in our chat room while still listening on whatever station you choose. So, yeah, let us move on. We will play a little Scam Busters music. I was told by somebody, a fan told me, that her daughters really enjoy the Scam Buster song. So I'm happy that they enjoy it, although I did say to her, I never really thought of our show as a family show, but okay. Pick up a lot of bad lessons,
family,
I guess. What?
Certainly not a family show.
Maybe the Manson family, I don't know. Well, not the Swiss Family Robinson. So we'll play a little Scam Busters music, then we'll get into our scammering part of the show, shall we, kids?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Busted!
All right, we're running behind. We can't play that. We can't play a lot this week, Joe. I'm sorry. All right. So last week we were talking about the former hailed anti-scammer Ann Jackson's one of the names she went by, where she supposedly got money back
for victims, or at least that was the claim, and she was a good scam hunter. And for a couple of years, people were really digging her, really loving her. And it's been recent allegations that perhaps, either wittingly or unwittingly, she's feeding victims to actual scammers in what they call a reload scam, where they get victims, and for a certain amount of money, the scammer will tell the person, you give us X amount, in this case it was $2,500 U.S., we will get your money back. And of course, there's no evidence that that's happened. So this woman who goes by Ann Jackson has come under fire. We interviewed somebody, an alleged victim of this Ann Jackson last week. It was a good interview. I was pretty happy with that. So I've been in contact with this woman for the past few weeks. So just going to update everybody on what's going on with that, on my conversations with her. So we continue to correspond. And then she sent me correspondence that was allegedly between her and Brown of the FBI, Miller of the Army, Dr. Melvin Santos of the UN, and Eric of the Interpol. Now, I still have not gotten verification on whether that brown cotton FBI badge, or not badge, ID that was sent to me is authentic. My gut says no, but I haven't gotten the verification on that yet. Of course, we heard all about Miller last week, and, you know, we heard about all these characters last week. So she had been asking them to email. She asked me, actually, to email them. Because, you know, this woman believes that these are real authorities. So she wanted me to email them. So I emailed them. I emailed them, and I emailed them at the email addresses that Jackson provided me. I sent them one request each. I emailed Brown and Santos. Those are the only ones. I figured, why waste my time with the whole gang? Let's start with the UN and the FBI, right, kids?
Yeah.
So I sent them one request. Email me from your official agency or organization email address, because I don't know if they were called private, but they weren't official ones. So I emailed them both. What do you think happened, guys?
They're not there.
I don't know if they're there. Somebody's there, but they haven't emailed me back.
I'm so shocked.
Listen, I don't know. The woman's convinced. It's a pretty simple request. Hey, I don't want to talk to you on your private one. Just send me your official .gov email, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
I'm sorry, can I stop you for just a second?
No, you can't. There's a snowstorm, woman. We must hurry.
We all got to get home.
Yeah.
Radio, carry on.
There's more stuff to go through in the junk drawer.
Now, when we say that woman, we're talking about the woman who was interviewed last week. We're not talking about Ann Jackson.
We say what woman?
The woman who you were interviewing last week.
No, I know. I'm talking to Ann Jackson this week.
Oh, okay.
These are emails between me. These are emails.
That woman.
What?
And Ann Jackson asked you to go to these people to get verification, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good.
All right. So she was telling me about Miller, who, as if you recall last week, our victim said Ann Jackson said she was in a relationship with. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, of course, Nina Rasmussen's also been in a relationship with Miller, but if you listen to Nina Rasmussen, she's fucked half the army. I don't know.
Maybe so.
I don't know. Everybody's bagging the army, or at least pictures of them. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. Because you know what? I guess when you're fighting a war, you want to go to Europe and bang abroad. I don't know. Whatever. I'm in the army too. Somebody sit on my lap. Let's move it on, kids. Eric. Anyway. So I told Ann I want Miller's military email address, his unit, and his rank. Free. You know, so I can verify. Right?
Yeah.
We know people. We know soldiers. We know former military. We talk to the Pentagon. That shouldn't be too hard, right?
Right.
Right.
What do you think happened?
Nobody got back to you.
She did not provide those to me. I told her I wanted the original email she had with these various peoples, your Santoses, your Erics, your Millers, your Browns. I wanted the original emails forwarded to me so that I could trace their origin. Now, I know some people have traced their origin. I haven't seen the results of that. So I need to verify it for myself. I know some people have said they have, and I think it's been traced to countries, which is fine because they're claiming to be in these countries. So if you say, hey, I'm working in Ghana, and it traces back to Ghana, it's not really a surprise. But I wanted to see what would happen. I have not gotten those yet, but she tells me she's been feeling ill. And when she feels better, I'll get those.
She's feeling ill because you're getting closer.
She says this whole thing has been making her ill.
Yeah.
And she hasn't been feeling well for a while. She's got fever, stomach problems. It's a mess.
She's doing the PR for us?
What?
Is she doing the PR for us?
Joe, we don't have PR.
The PR? Is she doing our PR?
No, Joe. I'm sure our PR girl's working very hard on it right now. I'm sure we'll hear from her in a month, Joe. Don't get me started. I don't want to do that. You know it's a bone of contention, and it's going to get me off on a rant, and I don't want to do that now, Joe.
Does anybody want a can of worms? It seems I just opened one.
Very funny. Well, I think Helix would like to put him in the spice drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this whole PR thing, and I'll leave it like this. I told somebody who we're friends with, close with on the show, who helps us. I told that person, I feel like I've been scammed. I did, and I knew I was in trouble because when I was talking to her, nice girl and everything, she told me she was born again and how into God she was. I'm like, that doesn't help. Scammers tell me that all the time, and here I sit. So, yeah. So, listen, if you're born again, I really want people only born the first time. If you're born again, it scares the shit out of me. It doesn't work well for me. But I digress.
It was probably a scary process the first time around.
Could you imagine being born again? So this is a uterus. I'll remember it this time.
Yeah, they should have a whole ceremony where there's a little canal you have to go through and somebody smacks you on the ass at the end.
But then you get slime like it's Nickelodeon.
Yeah. somebody takes a garden hose as an umbilical cord and he cut it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're attached to some old broad. Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah, I've been born again.
Yeah, you know what? That's right, Joe. If you're going to do it right. But see, the Jews won't be born again because we don't want to lose any more off the top. We've suffered enough.
Right, right.
That's why Jews are only born once, because they're taking stuff right off the top. Right off the schmeckle, Joe.
Right.
You never get born again. You never get born again Jews.
That's true, yeah.
Pip Helix has a request. If you're a born again Christian, could you please come forward to the chat room right now?
Yeah. Raise your hands.
Raise your hands. All right.
Where I can see them.
Exactly. All right, so I haven't gotten those yet. But I do want the verification, but she says I'm going to get them. She's complained to me how the authorities, which are these people, Miller, Brown, Santos, etc., Spanky, Alfalfa, whatever.
Sounds like a law firm.
Yeah.
There's no Jews there. Well, maybe Miller.
Yeah.
She complained how the authorities were not helping her. She showed me screenshots of emails where they tell her that she's been hacked by, like, her enemies and everything. So they're scaring her.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, there's no I doubt you've been hacked, but I don't know. But there's no anti-scammers that are hacking you. Because, you know, she feels like she's being persecuted. And I've seen some of the stuff, and I get that. I said, but if you've been hacked, you probably have. But if you have, it's been by these people. And this is just another scare tactic.
Yeah.
But
has she been proactive in her stance to try to clear her name? I mean, I know it's kind of a yeah answer, you know, that she's trying to contact you and work with you. But have you seen any more proactive actions from her besides you?
I'll get there. I mean, most of it's me.
Right.
I seem to be... At least by her accounts, not that she said it, but what I'm getting, I seem to be one of the few people that she trusts, probably because I haven't accused her of anything. But I've said, you know what, how can I say you're innocent? You know, I have said, how can I defend you when you can't give me this basic stuff?
Right. Yeah, because it's kind of a fit like where you wouldn't get an answer back. And, you know, sometimes on that end, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But when she wouldn't provide you the other contacts, that's kind of a red herring. You know what I'm saying?
No, it is. I mean, she has mentioned us on her blog spot. You know, our show's gotten a plug on her site. We've gotten a couple of people to the website because of that. Thank you. We'll take it any way we could get it. She said I am a witness. I don't know what I've witnessed, though. That's the problem. But, you know, listen, I'm trying to help her. I want to get the answer. I have my goals for what I want to this, and I'll get to that in a second. But she is talking to me. We email every day, but I'm not really getting what I'm wanting. I mean, though, she does give me screenshots. So there was one screenshot where I felt like she actually did talk to a member of the Army, the CID. because that email address to me did look authentic. That looked like an authentic one where she was trying to warn them that perhaps they had been hacked because she saw something on YouTube. But whatever. Right. And they pretty much said, hey, we don't really handle that. Go to the FBI. And we all know how proactive the FBI has been.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So anyway, so that's where we are with that. Let's see. She complained the authorities were not helping her. She shows me screenshots of her cursing at them and threatening to tell everybody how bad they are. And this is from, like, last year. So she was already having – I mean, so she's showing me emails of, like, you know, her just being really frustrated with the whole process. That work isn't being done. There's all sorts of stuff going on there. She shows me screenshots of them telling her arrests have been made, some thanks to her help, some not. So, I mean, I got this stuff, but, you know, it's coming from these emails that I – do not believe to be authentic from FBI or Interpol or anything of that sort.
Let me ask you a question. Now, she showed you a screenshot of somebody being, you know, somebody being arrested. Was there enough information from the screenshot where you could go on the internet and see if there was a story against that?
But here's the thing. She has shown me stories with that where people being arrested. She's actually shown me emails back from the quote-unquote authorities to her where they actually name people. But that really doesn't prove anything, because if that person's been arrested, that's already out there in the news. That doesn't mean that these people had anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. That could be a story that they might have seen, yeah, because anybody could say that.
Yeah. So like, even when I got those names, I really didn't verify it, because even if I find something, it doesn't prove anything to me.
Yeah, it just says that something was done, but she wasn't connected with doing it.
Right. That's what I want. I mean, like, if this I read a couple of stories, and there was no mention of this Interpol Eric Bohr or Dr. Melvin Santos. And I will say this: I did contact the United Nations. I emailed the United Nations, and I inquired about Dr. Melvin Santos, and I told them what I was trying to do, because I have seen this, because I was looking at this as a reload scam. And the UN has not gotten back to me, which is a little disturbing, too. And I went to the official site. You know,
that doesn't necessarily mean that it's from just that aspect alone that it's bad. I mean, maybe they're just, like, overwhelmed.
No, but it's just frustrating that I can't get an answer.
Yeah.
I know. And Pip brought up a valid point. You both have a valid point. It is frustrating you can't get an answer. But maybe you're so they're so overwhelmed. It's like if your power goes out, you know, you're pissed off because you're sitting in the dark, but, you know, the power company's not getting back to you because they're up to their ass with all sorts of things, you know, so it's almost the same thing.
No, it doesn't mean anything, but I mean, if anything, it shows her quote-unquote results are even more remarkable, because there's been a lot of people who've complained that the FBI / IC3, the IC3 is their crime, is their internet crime division, is unresponsive. I'm telling you right now, the UN hasn't responded to me. It's about a week ago. So for her to be having these contacts, it makes you wonder. But then again, I have a direct contact to the Pentagon. So, I mean, anything is possible.
Right.
Who would have thought that was going to be true?
That's very true.
Right.
I can verify it, though.
You haven't seen anything that's been concrete. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's been the problem.
And you hit the nail on the head. That's the problem. You know, where if we can give her some sort of indication. No, I'm going to say it again. We're not making any allegations.
Right.
And that's what we do on the show. We don't make allegations. We don't point fingers until we get all the evidence in. Jury's still out on it, but in the process of gathering the information, nothing concrete's been pulled up. We're not going to accuse, but still, we have not seen anything concrete.
All right. As I told you, she's been telling me she's sick over this. She's told me a number of times she's worried for her life, and it could be real. It could be crocodile tears. It could be real. There's no way of me knowing.
Mm-hmm.
She has also asked me on several occasions for me to stop because she doesn't want to put me in danger for helping her. And, you know, devil's advocate, if she's afraid that anti-scammers are targeting her, and she's mentioned terrorism a lot of times, or hackers are targeting her, it's possible she's afraid, because I've been the one person, I guess, who she's dealing with, who's dealing with her compassionately and decency, that I could be collateral damage. I mean, it's possible.
That's possible.
So,
but you want to know something? It's kind of a risk that she should take. I mean, her reputation is on the line, And it's almost like a movie. Her reputation is on the line, and you're the guy that's trying to clear, help her clear her name.
I've told her that. Well,
no, it's, you know, the one guy that, that could help her. So what do you want to do? I mean, are you going to live in fear with this stuff, or do you want your name cleared? It's kind of, me personally, I would want my name cleared. I'd take my chances. If I'm somebody that had my reputation that I'm trying to help the scamming community, and I've been accused of working with them, you want to know something? I'd roll the dice to get my name cleared, because your reputation is worth more than dollars. I always feel your reputation as a person is worth its weight in gold. So anything to clear your reputation, I think, would be worth it.
Well, this is an excerpt of one of the emails she wrote to me. This is her, this is quoting. The authorities, UN, Dr. Melvin, Interpol, Eric Bohr, and IC3 Brown Cotton are fucking coward. They destroy me. The hunters kill me. She's referring to scam hunters, I believe. I have no way out. This is the last warning from me. You are the true witness. I am begging you, because we all want to help the victims, and we are looking for the truth about this scam. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's sincere.
Well, you know,
maybe she's
right now. The chat room is—they're pretty much on the side that it's more that she's when she's cautioning and saying, "Well, I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want you to be collateral damage." It's more like what I was hinting at before. Perhaps it's closer that she's afraid that you're going to expose her because you're getting closer to showing that what she's saying isn't true.
Well, there's been people that have done more research on this than me that have, and some people have made direct accusations. I mean, I don't know. I do think I asked the right questions of her. I do think I have a way of doing it that allows me to continue the process with her, where some, they either don't have contact with her, or the contact they've had has been so negative where if you light a bridge, you can never cross it, you know?
You know what's interesting though. I'm in the chat as well, as we all know, and I'm getting the same sense that Pip is getting from the gang in the chat. Most of them that deal with this stuff. That I think the people that are showing the most compassion is us. The chat room is not that sympathetic to her. Her ordeal.
No, they're not. So I asked her today. I asked her today if she now sees that these authorities were not authorities, but in reality a scammer. That's important. I need her to come to terms with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need her to understand that these people, they're not. I have seen nothing to indicate that they are authentic at all, except for, like I said, that one email to the CID of the Army in which they told her to go to the FBI. I have seen no evidence that Brown or Santos, or Miller, or Parker Green, or Mo, Larry, Curly. I've seen no indication that these are real people who claim to be who they are. That's just the way it is. Tomorrow I open up my email, maybe I'll see it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
Here's my statement. I have an opinion on whether she's a scammer herself or she's being scammed, but it's not really my goal to put my opinion out there. My goal for this whole thing is to end this. That is my goal, so that there are no more victims who are lured into that. So in that vein, and here's part of the reason behind that. The money the victims have sent in this reload scam, or authentically trying to get their stuff in them, you know, I asked for people she's helped to come forward to me. I haven't gotten that yet either. Maybe tomorrow I will. But the money, the $2,500 or whatever they sent, it's never going to be recovered.
Right.
And unless there's a money trail linked to this woman, where somebody can prove she asked for money for this purpose, she kept that money, and let there's bank deposits or money transfers, you can't nail anything to her. You can't. So unless we're going to get police intervention, and I think I might be in the minority on this outlook on it, but unless you're going to get police intervention on this, she's going to walk. And to be completely honest, the authorities, for the most part, the real authorities, they're not that helpful. They're fairly unsympathetic when it comes to these things, which is why you got me and a bunch of other delinquents running around doing what we do, trying to abstract some type of justice. Extract, not abstract. Extract. Stupid vocabulary.
So, well, you know, there is some thought in the chat that she's trying to sucker you in to be on her side because she doesn't have, I'm assuming this part, because she doesn't have a lot of people on her side right now. It doesn't sound like you're being suckered in, though. I mean, she may attempt that, but Davin's pretty level-headed, and so he'll be able to figure out, especially by, you know, putting out feelers to these these people and people who claim that they've been helped or.
Well, you know what? I should interrupt you right there and say we are dating now. She wanted some money for a new computer, so I'm going to Western Union tomorrow to send that to her. But other than that, it's completely on the up and up, guys.
Right. And if I could add something there, I put out onto the chat, I go, but if she is in with the scammers, why would she have Devin help her? And I said, thoughts, please. Several things. She is not a bluff. She's not. It's a bluff. She's cautioning him, though, maybe hoping he will give up and go away. And so they're trying to think that she's manipulating.
No. Well, let me stop you right there. I've told her that if she can't give me evidence, then I'm going to have no choice but to say on the air and conclude that this is all a hoax. So she knows that. So
maybe she's taking a calculated, you know, from what I'm seeing on the chat, maybe the consensus is she's taking a calculated risk to get you and then get you off the trail.
Listen, I think she does consider me on her side. But
right.
But I just think that's because so many other people have been so horrible to her, which, you know, I don't really take that tact, which right. enables us to gather evidence and further the story and learn more. I really want her to be – listen, I really want these people to be legitimate, this Brown and Santos. Then I'm 95% sure they're not. That's my first goal, though. I really want them to be legitimate. Second thing what I'd really like is I'd really like for her to just be a victim – and that we can help her get out of this, and that she got duped. But, you know, we saw a lot of evidence that makes you question that as well this week and last week. But you know what? I mean, the evidence points where it is. It's really not my job to say, and I put this on one of the Facebook pages, it's not my job. It's not our job to acquit or convict on this show. You know, we present the information. You guys can make your own decision. It's not
right.
my. It doesn't matter what we think.
Right.
So
right.
So here's my playbook. I've taken a page out of my Agnes/Belinda. Do you guys remember what I did when right after Agnes came clean to me? Do you remember that strategy?
No, I don't remember exactly.
Refresh us.
Remember, Belinda, my girlfriend, my beloved, used to be Agnes, or Julie Love, depends who you're talking to.
Or who you what are you watching?
Exactly. It depends who you're listening to, if she's singing or not. But she came clean to me. Remember, she came clean to me as Belinda, but she still had that Agnes page up. So what did I do? I made her warn everybody on that page that she was not who she said she was.
Right.
And I made her leave that up for a period of time so that people could see it. Do you remember that?
Right.
I'm kind of taking a page out of that playbook because though it's always a Hail Mary and it's very unusual, to be honest, we've had success with it, and I haven't heard anybody else have success with it. So it's like kind of like, let's just take care of the victims, because we can't recover the money, but if we can warn some people, then it ends. So this ties into it. I instructed her to make a blog, because she has blogs and videos, and a video on her site apologizing for any harm that has come to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say she has to take blame, I just want her apologizing for it. I told her to leave it up for 30 days, and then dismantle everything, and leave the anti-scam community. I also instructed her it would be good to come on our show, as people, including victims, want answers. And I think if anybody's going to give her a fair interview, it's going to be us.
You're right.
You know, because I'm not going to accuse, but I do have questions. So that is what I instructed her to do. And in that vein, a few days ago, I don't know if this is because of us. I don't know if it's not. Her videos are now offline.
Ooh.
Her videos are offline, and as Mr. G pointed out...
No, it's actually,
What?
Well, now, in respect, so those videos off of line is kind of her working in a proactive way, correct?
She took them down. I asked her to do it. They're gone. And as Mr. G, pointed out, you know, it's kind of hard to lure people in when you close up the storefront. What's her angle? And I just responded and go, this isn't my first rodeo, you know?
Yeah.
So that being said, let's take a little credit. Those videos are offline. It's a lot harder for her to influence people without those videos. Because from what I was told, I've never seen those videos. But from what I was told, those were very good videos. So that's offline. So take what you want from it. What do you guys think?
Okay. I think she may be taking a step in the right direction. Now, more interesting than what I think, I want to think what the chat is. Because you're not on chat. Pip and I are. There's a lot of banter going back and forth.
Yeah.
Folks, do you feel that she may be legit by taking those down? I want all you folks to weigh in on this, please. Because it's another side that I'm kind of curious about. Maybe, you know.
But here's what I want people to understand. Here's what people I want to understand. If she's dirty, it sucks. If she's clean and she did this unwittingly, I want to help her. Either way, it's really irrelevant as long as it stops. As long as there's nobody else that falls into it. So that's what I did with Agnes. I continued to talk to her even though I knew she was full of baloney. But we warned people with that. When she posted on there, "I'm not who you think I am. I'm sorry. I'm not the girl in this picture." That's what I want from Anne. So I know some people really want to nail her ass to the wall. But unless you're going to get the cops to arrest her, it's just not going to happen.
But you know what? Let's take a look at that fact. Let's take a look at that situation there, where it's kind of moving on. Now you had her do that. Now we're moving on. As a matter of fact, we're probably going to move on to that after this. Where has Agnes changed her stripes? You know.
You mean Belinda?
I'm sorry, Belinda. Because
Well, sure she has, Joe. I mean, we got her on video chat a couple of times. We're dating. She wants me to marry her. I mean, sure, she doesn't mention the guy feeding her lines, but she's changed.
Right. So, exactly. So even like that question I posed, even though she pulled those videos down, it could be the same case as Belinda where, you know, yeah, she did that, but is she up and up?
I'll tell you what. If Ann Jackson is the same piece of ass that Belinda is, I see no reason why we can't have a relationship together.
Right. And I am getting... I'm getting in shout-ins, you know, no proactive move to appeal. No, the answer is no. They don't feel that it's a proactive move to have her appear legitimate.
So what's their answer then? There's got to be a reason why the videos come down. It's not – if she wants to continue the scam, it's not in her best interest to take them down.
Yeah.
Well, somebody pointed out that her videos aren't offline. They've been sent to private. But I think that affects the same change for somebody who doesn't know how to get on, you know.
Yeah.
Get on to the private videos.
Yeah, now if you Google scammers, you're not going to get her stuff.
Right.
You know, listen, I want the apology. I want her to make a video. She said she's going to. She needs help with her students. I don't know if that's true or not. I want that blog. I want answers from her. I'm working on that. And I think it's coming to a conclusion. I really don't want to spend that much more time on this. There's other topics that we have in the fryer that I'd like to get to in this segment, but... You know, if what happens this week merits us discussing it on Monday, we will, I guess.
I hate to interrupt that. The videos and blogs are not down. They are made private, and it is possible to subscribe to them. Which, if that is the case, that means that she does have a couple of, you know, she might have a couple of tricks up her sleeve to throw you off the trail.
It's possible. I didn't even know. Somebody told me they were private. They were taken offline.
Right.
Either way, it's certainly not as out there as it used to be. I mean, it could just be taken down so people can't make comments anymore. I mean, that's
right. There you go. Yeah. I think you might have got to the spine of that whole thing.
Well, we'll find out. She's certainly not as accessible as she was a week ago.
Right, but accessible enough where she might be. Accessible enough where she might be allegedly doing her dirty work.
Well,
allegedly,
we're gonna find out this week. I think, because, you know, I'm gonna call BS on her, and I have been calling her BS on her. You know, it's not like I'm all lovey dovey with her. You know, I hold her feet to the fire.
I understand that, and like I said, there's really nothing concrete, really concrete on this. It's still all speculation, and you know, and I guess so. You know, and it's benefit of the doubt. You know, but
listen.
beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the way the American court system is, beyond a reasonable doubt. So
for me, the only question is, that's still a question is, was she actively feeding them to scammers? There's very, 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 very little doubt that these guys are scammers. It's possible she's dumb. I mean, everybody hailed her as a genius. This is going to sound terrible, but look at the people that were hailing her as a genius. A lot of these people got scammed themselves, and some of these people have gotten scammed more than once. So it is possible that this woman who supposedly got scammed several years ago got scammed again. She might never have heard of a reload scam. My question that I need to ask to her, and I haven't been able to get the answer, and I have to ask because I want to ask her on the air, to be honest, is I want to know how if you email the official IC3 site or the official UN site, how you get these clowns. That's what I want to know. That's the important thing. And I'll ask it.
Right.
I'll get there.
Right.
Well, you know, some of the people in the chat have pointed out that one of the things that she claimed is that she was dating Miller, and she's certainly not dating the real Miller because he's married.
But she could have been scammed. She could have fooled.
Right. So if she is dating somebody named Miller, it's fake Miller. So my point is that maybe if that were true, maybe that points towards her being more naive than she thought she was.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I never hailed her as an anti-scam genius. That's what these people did. I have no idea. Everything I heard from other people. Like even the alleged victim last week said she was a really good scam hunter. Maybe she was better than everybody else. Or if she's a scammer, she knew where the competition was, you know?
Right.
And if I can get back to Pip's comment on that, I read that comment as well, and there's one thing where it could kind of sway in her side with, maybe she doesn't know what she's doing, and she's being scammed. I'm sure the chat's going, you know, from what Pip and I have been reading in the past 30 minutes or so, that doesn't seem to be the case in the chat's eyes, though.
Well, I mean, you have, in the chat's eyes, you got to remember, these are much more experienced anti-scammers for the most part in our chat room, and they're a lot more cynical.
Yes.
And perhaps a lot of them are a lot less forgiving in some cases, you know?
Perhaps.
I mean, a couple of them I think have gotten scammed more than once, but this is unusual. You know, I always take it as like there's no way of knowing what somebody really knows.
Right.
So we got to ask all the questions. I think we can move on, though.
That's why I put out the question about 15 minutes ago, you know, really to dig a little deeper with them, to get some more of their comments, just to find, because we're seeing it one way, they're seeing it maybe with a little bit more clearer eyes than we are, with a little bit more experience. So I was kind of curious to take your findings and see what their comments were on that, you know. And
yeah.
Very scathing, very skeptical, and they're not being swayed, which, you know.
That's fine.
Which, like I said, everybody's got their opinion.
But remember, guys, these are the same people that said I couldn't get scammers on a video chat. What do they know?
Yeah.
What do they know?
However, you don't know, you know, you saw who you were talking to. We're still on the fence with that, whether you
but
know.
But we have seen her. I haven't seen her, but the victim from last week has seen her.
Right.
So she's a real person. She's a real woman. She's really the ethnicity she claims to be. There was no indication that there was somebody feeding her lines.
Okay.
So we got that much narrowed down.
Right, right, right.
Which just makes it more interesting. It's
very fascinating when you look at the whole thing. You know, we're going through this, and I'm sure as the other folks are, and we're going through this, and we're trying to uncover the truth in a world full of bullshit.
It's a great motto.
So, and in every case, if you look at a criminal case or whatever, you look at a cold case on TV and stuff like that, they'll go and they'll find the facts, and they'll research the facts. And we're finding facts where we're not finding them, or we're getting statements where, I don't know.
Listen.
It's very intriguing, I have to tell you the truth.
Listen, black and white, she's not answering the questions.
No, yeah. No. No, because she's giving you a couple of things that seems like dead ends. Other leads that you are asking for, she's not giving them to you. You know, so there is that benefit of the, you know, the reason the doubt there on that aspect.
But we'll find out. Well, let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
I think we've covered that enough. Shall we? We didn't get to do this last week, but I think it's time we go to the jungles of Africa.
And
revisit with our loves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shut up, the music playing.
Always and forever.
All right, now there is a little bit of an update. I heard from a long lost love last week.
Really?
Do you know who I heard from?
Wouldn't be Mavis, would it? Well, no, that's my girl. Sorry,
that's your girl. We never loved each other.
it can't be Flory.
Flory!
Get out!
No.
The original, the one. The one who started it all. The one who was fearful for her life last time we spoke. But but also needed a phone.
She's unbelievable. Tell us.
December 2012 was the last time. Now, remember, she wanted money because she was desperate. I kept on telling her she should go to the, the ambassador. What do they call that? The consulate?
Yeah.
Because she wanted to come to America. She's an American citizen from Hawaii. And she was fearing for her life. I'm like, well, you need to go there. But she wanted me to send her money because it's a long trip. And, you know, I was very stressed out. At the time,
I, in reality, was in Aruba, but I didn't tell her that. I was out on an assignment, and of course, fake Davo and his relationship with Flory was a fluffer.
Speaking of Ron Jeremy.
Exactly. You need your men and women ready for action. You need fake Davin to fluff it up. Now, as you recall, fake Davin was on his way to send Flory that money. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on my way. I'm walking. I got jumped. I got mugged. I got beaten up. I got the snot kicked out of me. I was laying up in a hospital. What do you think happened then?
She wanted money again.
She disappeared, Joe.
Oh,
there was no love. She was on to our game, I guess, or figured she wasn't. And it was right around the holidays, so she needed that Christmas money. And you know, there I am, laid up in a hospital, both my good wrists messed up, so I can't do my job. So we had not heard from Flory until December of 2012.
Ah.
So there I am lying in bed on a Saturday morning. And who should pop up on my Facebook with a message? A very sweet message. Hi, hun. How are you? Like we hadn't been fighting. Because that's what I love about Flory. The passion endures.
Yeah, and that year hasn't gone by.
And nothing bad has transpired. It's hi, hun, right back in.
Right back in. So you know what? You know what they say, you never get over your first love.
You sucker.
So I responded, hey, babe, I'm all ready to go. And then a terrible tragedy happened.
What?
Apparently she got reported by a bunch of people on Facebook because she disappeared. Apparently, I am not the only one that was on to her shenanigans. I was probably one of the few that would engage in them. But apparently people said, enough! And Flory Howard was banished to the Facebook never world, never to be heard from again.
Oh, banned!
Banned.
Hilarious.
I feel like I lost a member of my family. I feel like I lost the woman I should be with. Not my kids that, you know, I could take my kids out of the orphanage. Who were they? Little Opie and what? Little Pudge?
Pudge.
No, it was something to do with, like, an erection.
God.
I don't know. Listen to the old shows. They were terrible names. But, yeah.
Chubb.
Yes.
Little Chubb, that's the name.
Yes, Little Chubb. Opie and Little Chubb. You know, we're in the orphanage and going to get them out. But, yeah, whatever. So Flory's gone. Again.
I can't believe her.
What you going to do? What are you going to do? It happens. All right. So when we last left with my current girlfriend, the girl I love,
yes.
Belinda. Belinda and I had a very serious conversation last time. Do you guys remember what that was about?
You pick out getting married.
No, we've already had that. We were getting biblical.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Right.
We were talking about God. Because there's nothing more that I like to do than talk to somebody who's full of shit about how much they love God. I feel like I'm in church.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about God. So here we are. This is March 12th. A couple of days have passed. I see she's online. I go, hi, stranger. She goes, hi, stranger. I go, I guess you were a busy girl yesterday. She goes, not really, just didn't have airtime. I go, oh, sometimes my jealousy gets the better of me. Mm-hmm. She goes, so you were jealous? Do you have any reason to be? Or you just miss me? I go, I miss you and I have an active imagination. Whether I have reason to be, only you know for sure. She goes, well, you have no reason to be. I also miss you, but it was beyond my control. I go, we are an ocean apart. You have a whole country of guys, not to mention your ability to find people on the internet.
Accusing again, good boy.
I'm not accusing, I'm just stating, Joe. I don't accuse. I go, it is just hard. Plus, I never know how you even have money to talk to me. So my imagination gets the best of me.
Oh.
This is a very poor girl, yet she can talk to me 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
But in her defense, I am worth it. Even Flory knew that.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, once in a while. She goes, well, you know, I sew occasionally, and because I love, I find ways to get airtime just to talk to you. I go, I hope you're not doing something bad to get the money to talk to me. I don't want you to do that. This is so hard sometimes. I do not want my girlfriend to sin. I think we've established that.
Yes.
She goes, well, I'm not. I would rather go hungry than do anything bad to get money, except lie, cheat, manipulate. But, you know, really. Semantics.
<That's fine.
laughs> Pretending I'm somebody I'm not? Is that really bad?
It's called the girlfriend experience.
Yeah, it really is.
You write it off as that.
She goes, well, I'm not, but I'd rather go hungry than do something. I go, okay, well, I don't want you to go hungry. I don't want you to put yourself in a bad situation. I don't want you to have to ask guys for money. Hopefully soon we will have a better way. I'm looking forward to seeing the outfits you made for Rita's family. Remember she went to the funeral and made outfits for them?
Right, yeah. Right. And she's got to make you a pair of socks, right? Look,
yes, she does.
Red.
Red, yes, very good, Pipulix. I go, I'm also looking forward to seeing my beautiful girl in a bikini. I'm supposed to get those bikini shots. She goes, hold on.
You can knit that, too.
I've seen a knit bikini. That works. I don't give a shit. What the hell? Whatever. I don't care. She goes, hold on. I go, last time you said that, you were gone for the day. She goes, promise I'll be back. I ask her where she's going. She had to bathe Kasha. That's her daughter. I go, well, okay, why didn't you say that? She goes, had to go. It's getting late. She has to do that before sleeping. I go, okay, nobody likes a dirty girl. Now getting a big girl dirty is a whole different subject, and I give her a little winky smiley face. I'm a creep. She goes, some guys have sent me friend requests. I go, which Facebook page? Do you know them? Because remember, she has the one page where I'm her only friend, and then there's the real page. Yes. She goes, this one, I don't know them. I go, that's odd. What are you going to do? She doesn't want to accept them. Yeah, because I got a hands full. How much more work can this girl do? I go, so then don't. Do you want to send me a link to their profiles? Sometimes I can tell if people are shady by checking a few things out. It's amazing how good I am at that. Let's see. Where is it? I'm trying to find where I was. She goes, my phone can't do that now. Maybe I can go to the cafe. I ask her if they're from Ghana. She goes, nope, they're not from Ghana. One is Rector Radio Man. It's actually Actor Radio Man. That was on my friends list. That was he was from the radio. He still is on my friends list. That was the radio station Joe got us fired from immediately. And you guys there? Hello? What the hell?
All right.
Is everybody back?
Yep, I'm back.
That was really weird.
Yeah, the phone was dead.
Talk.
Hello.
All right. I think that works. All right. It was really weird. We almost got through a show without tech issues of major consequence. How far did you guys hear?
Where was I up to?
What?
I'm not sure where you were up to when I went dead.
I'm going to try to... Hold on one second. Talk.
Huh. Check.
There we go. All right. All right, we'll get through this day and we'll move on.
Okay, yeah, okay.
All right, can everybody hear in the chat? You guys there?
Okay, good. Got sound.
My God, I can't wait till there's somebody I can blame for their shit.
Hey, we almost made it. We were doing pretty good. I mean, we're almost at 3 hours. We really went pretty good, so I guess we're good.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right. For some reason, you guys sound lower now. Pip, turn up your phone again.
I didn't do anything before. I just turned off the...
Turn up the volume.
Whatchamacallit.
The...
Oh, stop it.
Stop checking your messages, Pip. I can hear Pip fine, as good as it was.
All right.
Yeah, this is as loud as I was.
All right,
Everybody on the chat, we're good to go with everybody in the chat. I think we're back where we were.
Which is not where I want it to be. Okay.
Nah.
All right. So... She tells me that she's getting these Facebook friend requests. Did I tell you guys hear that?
Yeah.
She says she doesn't know them. I ask her if she's going to accept them. She doesn't want to. So I said, send me the links in their profiles. And I told her sometimes I can tell if people are shady by checking a few things out.
This is interesting that she's asking you to check out the people that are checking
Well, I offer, but it, you want to know right what, Pip? You're right. It is kind of interesting that she's telling me about this, isn't it?
Yeah.
I told you, we're together. We're in love. I don't know why you guys are so skeptical. you guys just don't appreciate what me and my beautiful princess have.
Yeah, funny.
I guess not.
Yeah.
So... she says she can't do it now, maybe when she goes to the cafe. I ask her if they're from Ghana. I said, no, they're not. She goes, no, they're not from Ghana. One is Recto Radio Man. Another one is another guy. Now, Recto Radio Man, so I looked him up very quickly. I looked him up quickly. And then I asked her, I asked, does she mean Atka Radio Man? And that's what she meant, and she said it's one of my mutual friends. Now, Atka Radio Man was one of my friends. Who, that was one of the, that was, he owned the station that Joe got us fired from.
Really?
So he sent her a friend request, and the other guy, who I guess is his friend, sent her a friend request. I tell her who I know who Atko is, I go ignore them. I go, sometimes people just troll lists to get more friends. That's how you found me, and that has been nothing but trouble, LOL.
Oh boy.
She goes, I do not even talk to him. I go, they must have seen your pretty face and wanted to get to know you. And I go, I think it's this guy Alan was trolling Liz. She goes, okay, do you know Atko personally? I go, yes, but we really do not talk. Why do you ask? Thanks, Joe. So she says she's just curious. I go, I had a girl from Kenya friend request me yesterday, and that's true. I just wished her a happy birthday. She goes, wow, did you accept it? I go, yeah, kind of have to since I'm a public figure and don't want to be known as a dick. I accepted you, didn't I? She goes, you did. Then why shouldn't I accept mine also? Again, with the logic with this girl.
How dare she?
Yeah, I don't like that from a broad. I go, because you said you do not want to. And as I said, I have to accept everybody. Chances are, as a fan, if I do not accept people, will think I am arrogant. I thought you were a fan when I accepted you. She's a fan of money.
Yeah, that's true.
She goes, wow, I see. I go, what do you see? She goes, how is your kid?
Well, that's a way to change the subject, huh?
Well, that's what I said. I go, that's a change of topics. Good, thanks. Have to help her with homework in a while. She says, do you not want me to accept people? I ask her if she does not want me to accept people. She goes, it's fine by me. So I ask her if I'll be seeing her on Thursday. She goes, well, yeah. I go, something to look forward to. She goes, I go, something to look forward to, for me anyway. Then I ask her, you're there? She's losing connection. I said, do you want me to let you go? She says, no, she was just losing connection. I go, okay, what time do you want a video chat on Thursday? I do not want to do it too late your time since you will be alone. I want you to be done with plenty of daylight. Because remember, I want her going without the guy this time.
Right. Mm,
right, exactly, yes.
You don't want her to need the excuse of having to be chaperoned there.
Exactly. She goes, we'll let you know by tomorrow. I go, okay, I miss seeing you. Hopefully we can find the working so I... Oh, I said, hopefully we can get the sound working so I can hear you too. She goes, okay, but I hope I can make it work since I haven't done it before. Might be quite difficult. So then I explained to her what to do. I explained you want to get the Skype to be configured with the computer, setting for sound and microphone. Maybe I should read this so Pip can pay attention.
Yes.
And I told her if the mic...
I'm sorry.
I tell her if the mic's the same, it's on her headphones. And then I tell her I need to reboot my computer. It's very slow. I tell her I'll be back in 5 minutes. She says she'll be waiting. I told her I'm back. I asked her if she missed me. She says she did, and she asked if I missed her. I said, very much so. She goes, where did you go yesterday? You didn't even tell me before going. Remember I got off the phone very abruptly because I think dinner was ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I go, a hot blonde model wanted to give me a massage. She goes, I mean the day before yesterday. Are you there? I go, yes, got disconnected. She goes, okay, so where did you go the day before yesterday? I go, wife was coming into the room. Last thing I need to do is confirm her suspicions that this whole thing is about me leaving her for another woman. If that happens, I am out on the street and I have no shot at keeping any of my money. Because remember, my wife is already a little suspicious that I'm leaving her for some African hussy.
Right.
Because my buddy spilled the beans in court, so I'm kind of screwed.
That was Chip, right?
That was Chip. Good memory, Pip. Damn you, Chip.
Damn you, Chip.
She goes, okay, but you should have at least told me.
I go, I did not have time. I'm telling you now. Plus, you have so much going on, I do not like to trouble you with my problems. I'm here for you. I'll be fine, so don't worry about me. Then I go, are you there? She goes, okay, but letting me know will be good rather than keeping me in the dark. Here we go again. She really wants to keep tabs on me.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
I think that she wants to keep an eye on her little money pot. I mean, honey pot.
Hey, now. are you saying it's not based on pure love?
I would never say something like that to you, Davin.
I'm siding with Pip. Sorry.
Assholes.
Sorry to let you down, Chief.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. when you guys come up on Tuesday night and I'm not here, and the wife tells you I left on a jet plane for Africa, then you'll see. You'll see.
Then you'll see. You'll see.
You'll see.
Yeah, as you get rolled.
Yeah.
On an airport.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks when I say, hey, I have to go into surgery, donate a kidney, I need some bucks, you'll know why.
Yeah, oh, they'll just take it from you on their own.
That's true, too.
Send a kidney, Western Union.
I think you can send a... You know what? It's funny you bring up Western Union. I'm going to stop this for a second. As fans of the show know, I have been talking to Western Union for a while. I emailed them this past week. And I showed them how we were just... Because at one point they questioned, well, how can we come on a comedy show? So I emailed them this week and I said, well, we just got endorsed by the Army, by their security page, so I think we're good enough for you to come on. I haven't heard from them. So we're going to have to do that Western Union thing, because Western Union is a huge part of this story. And the fact that they don't want to come on and defend themselves is a bit curious and troubling. But we will try to do it as fairly as possible. But in the coming months, we're going to have to delve into Western Union's role in this whole thing. Don't you agree?
What I would do, I would tell them to go on to our page and see the work we've done. I get a funny feeling. I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate here. I get a funny feeling they might think, well, it's a comedy show. We're going to come on and goof on them.
Yeah, but Joe, I pointed out the endorsement we just got from the Army.
I know, but if they could just see, you know, we got the endorsement of the Army.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. If you were guilty... If you were hiding something or could do something better, you really want to come on our show after we point out the Juliana Avalos stuff? You really want to talk to us?
But also in their defense, if I wanted to clear my name and you think, well, you're a comedy show and now you're going to go on and be goofed on and silly and nonsense, I'm just saying it from what they might be seeing. I would invite them to go on the page and see the work that we've done besides the Army stuff. Maybe listen to a replay and see what we're all about.
I have reached out to these people over the past few months. We were talking. They wanted me to send them questions and then they would respond back with written statements. I don't want that. I don't want that. I want real answers. Now it's radio silence. We'll do the story without them. I don't care.
Right. Well, you know what? Now to jump back on your side. Now, when you're saying written statements and you're saying, I want more than that, and you haven't heard back. See, on that end, I could actually agree with you more on that end, where I don't want written – I would like you to come on, but if they're dragging their feet on that, that's a red flag. When they say, well, you guys are a comedy show, on that end, look, just listen to it. See, we're a very serious show on this topic, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, if they're not coming out, you know, saying we only do prepared questions or something like that.
Hey, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Where have you seen Western Union on any of these shows, whether it's Dateline or 2020? Or where have you seen Western Union come out on any of these shows and defend themselves?
Never.
And I don't know if – and now, here's another thing where I'm the devil's advocate. Because, I mean, you've seen the stuff that the media – or these shows have stepped over. I mean, there was a whole thing that we caught on Juliana, and the reason that show was pulled from 2020 is the guys were looking at this whole love interest thing that they were worried about, and that got pulled. There were things there and you even said it yourself, that these guys don't do their homework and look into the story, and they probably are overlooking Western Union totally.
Well,
yeah.
You're right, but that'd be crazy. A week before we cover it, whenever we cover it, I will reach out to them one more time, and I will inform them that we are covering it, and it's their opportunity to be on or not be on. It does not matter to me. I don't need to justify myself to Western Union. They're the ones that people hate. They're the ones that really could be doing more. You know, I want to give them an opportunity to tell the world what they are doing, what they do do well, what some of their successes are. I was going to give them that opportunity. They don't want to do it. That's fine.
Well, right, right. And like I said, on and for us, if you go to them, you know, like you did, you go to them, look, you know, there's a whole perception of this. We want you to come on the show. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't, we're going to go forward and we're going to tell the side of our story. And you can make all the prepared statements you want. We're coming out. We're telling your founding. You got a chance to come on and totally give your side of the story. And you do, that's great. You know, well, we're forging ahead. Now, if I got an email like that, and I was in the public relations...
I've sent that, Joe. I've sent it a bunch of times to them. I've spoken on the phone with the woman.
Right. Just, well, then that's their problem, because let me tell you something. If I was that woman, I would go on and try to defend the accusations that they have, or maybe go on with a lawyer or something like, at least have contact with, you know what, they've got to try to diffuse this, because things go viral on the web. You know, and if this goes viral on the web, it's going to look very bad for us. You know, speaking as Western Union, it's going to look very bad for us. So I better call in on this show and start answering some questions. I mean, when you look into people coming on and answering questions, the whole thing was Surf Easy. When we started the Surf Easy thing, we caught flack. Well, you're just pushing this and you're pushing that. That gentleman came on and answered every question in depth that you had, a lot of them in depth that you had, and got total credibility from people, you know, people that follow our show, from us. So it makes a world of difference. Where if you have something that you know that you're not doing, or a product that you have, and you come on and you answer questions intelligently to the point, it totally vindicates you. And shame on Western Union for not wanting to do that.
All right, we'll cover that when we cover that story. We got a lot of stories to get to before then. Let's finish up with this March 12th, and then we got to get out of here. Want to do a little bit more of this segment, but we're just going to get through this day. All right. So she goes, you know, letting me know about my whereabouts is better than keeping her in the dark. I go, I understand, but at the moment I did not have time. I'm sorry if I upset you. She goes, it's okay. I understand you. I go, it is tense here, and I just don't want that to affect what we have. She goes, okay, but where did she go? She wasn't there for some time. I go, she was out and then came home. I never know when she's coming and going. She goes, doesn't she tell you where she is going? I go, babe, she does not report to me. I don't even know where you go all the time, and you love me.
Yeah, really?
Nice.
She goes, I tell you when I leave home, but if you say so. I go, don't take it that way. I mean, I have no idea what you do all day, nor do I ask you. She goes, you can ask, and I will tell you. It's okay for you to ask, and I will tell you what I did have. No problem with that. I go, okay, doll. This distance between us just makes me a bit nuts. She goes, I get you. That's why I try very hard to video chat with you, so at least it can bridge that distance a bit. You got to give her that. We did video chat a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to this.
Yeah, but, you know.
Oh, whatever, Joe. That's a big no-no in the scammer handbook.
I know, but basically it looked like who was that? Who was that fellow that was there in the background there?
Cousin Ishmael.
All right, Ishmael. All right, so we got that. Now, you know, if you get this next chat without Ishmael or anybody being around, or with the perception of being around, that's more of a stride than what you had.
You know what? That's what I hate about you, Joe. Every time there's a line and we cross it, you move the line. You're like Bill Belichick. You're always whining.
God damn it all. There's been a benefit of the doubt to the last story that we had. This is what the show's all about. That benefit of the doubt, giving the benefit of the doubt, or that little red herring that we got to dispel. That one thing we got to dispel. And it's the same thing that we've been discussing for the past hour, that little dispel. You get that chat, and you want it as much as we all do. You get that chat without Ishmael or some other character there, then we got some credibility.
I do not like you. I do not like you questioning my girlfriend. You heard her say.
You've been hitting the Manischewitz while we're not there, huh?
You heard my beautiful Belinda say that she wants me to marry her.
I understand that.
Now, in her defense,
don't forget the gold.
In her defense, as Agnes, she said I love you very quickly. But as Belinda, she waited for the proposal.
Oh, you got to start from scratch as a new person?
Yes! Yeah, it's a clean slate.
I say,
as they always say, forget that. Let's not talk about that.
You know, it's a relationship where you try to make up stuff, and you go, let's not bring up the past. And if you have a fight, you're bringing up the past. You know? So let's not bring up the past. Let's make a fresh start.
No backs.
All right. So I say, I know. I see you, but I want to hold you. I want to hold your hand. I want this to be real. But right now, everything is on hold. I have to go in like 5 to 10 minutes to help my daughter with her homework. She goes, okay, should I let you go? Don't want to keep our little princess waiting.
Oh.
I go, you are sweet, and you are my big princess, smiley's face. And she smiles back. I go, what time will you be around tomorrow? She goes, 3 p.m. my time. 3 p.m. my time. Will you be going somewhere? She goes, I go, I will try to be around for you. I have things to do, like go to the gym, but I always want to speak with my beautiful Belinda. Guess I better get going. Those spelling words aren't going to spell themselves.
You want to sway me? I want you to get a P.O. box. I want them damn socks. I want the damn socks. I walk in, I see socks from Ghana. All right. Maybe, you know.
Why, you just want to steal them to replace the ones you lost.
If I can.
I might be eyeing those things up, too.
Nobody gets my socks. Nobody gets my Ghanaian socks. My socks.
But I get a P.O. box.
You got a P.U. box.
I want those damn I want them socks.
Whatever.
That's gonna be the thing that sways you, Joe?
Yeah.
No. Then Joe's going to say, and now I want a sweater.
Right.
I want actual physical proof coming to the States.
You look into my eyes, you son of a bitch. That's all the proof you need.
I can't look into your eyes, stupid. I'm 150 miles away.
Well, I don't see you going into doing Skype right now, do I?
Yeah.
At least she has Skyped with me. You've never Skyped with me. And you've never made me socks.
You know what? I'll send you socks.
Oh, I don't want your socks. They're full of holes.
I got about 14 mismatched socks in the drawer. We were there together. I'll send them.
All right. So I say have sweet dreams, beautiful. She goes, sweet dreams, doll, with a little heart. I go, that's my line. She goes, bye. I go, bye. And that is March 12th. What do you guys have? What are you guys' thoughts?
You just heard him.
It's true. True.
Well, Lisa 67 wants mittens and a scarf too. Can you throw that in there too?
You know what? She's not working for fucking Kathy Lee. All right, she's she's my girlfriend. She's not making the whole chat room socks. Back off, bitches.
Wait, Tom's lost weight, so Tom takes a large. Give all the gals a petite.
You know.
He probably wears a large. I wear an extra large.
You know. You're all just a bunch of cynical douchebags.
No, we want clothes.
So buy some. Trade in your turquoise turtleneck, stupid. I'll give you my Schlitz t-shirt. Leave my girl alone.
I wouldn't take that at gunpoint. No, thanks.
She's my girlfriend, not your personal workhorse.
He said horse.
Horse. I got you.
I find this all very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. Don't laugh. These are hurtful things. Hurtful, hurtful all right. things.
All right. You know what, dude? I'm sorry. But when you're outside the Ghana airport by the car pickup being pummeled by four guys looking for gold... Think about what we told you.
All right, now you got to go back and listen to the old scam. We're going to put scammer clips up, and you guys can hear that. That's on the old shows. You know what, Joe? You know what? Leave the past out of it.
We discussed this a couple minutes ago. You're starting afresh. Why bring? See, that was part of the old. See, I'm bringing up the old things. That's very detrimental to a relationship.
Exactly. Exactly, Joe. Just let it be. All right.
Yes. Okay.
I gave her a clean slate when she sort of came clean, and.
When she sort of came clean.
Well, you know, listen, if you could just put aside the guy feeding her lines, I mean, this is all real.
You know what? The past hour's been people sort of coming clean.
That was tonight's theme.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, in the show description, I would put that in there. We discussed people sort of coming clean.
Guys are just so, so skeptical.
Tom says that that the socks are full of holes like Belinda's excuses.
You know what, Tom? Enough. You're just jealous that you don't have a Ghanaian princess riding side by side with you in your truck.
Yeah, the show is still on. We're almost done. All right?
Oh.
All right. Use the computer in a little while. I'm almost done. Do you understand? Do you understand? You heard.
My cat's asking his computer, too, but...
All right, enough. All right, come on. Do you understand? I'm not making this up. I don't make this up.
You know what? I think this is as...
That was speechless.
I think your stories are as realistic as Belinda's. But alas, we must get ready to go, as we are running late. So I do have to make a, once again, announce to everybody, next week we got a special Davin's Den show, day and time. We're not going to be here Tuesday. You're not going to hear us Tuesday, but you are going to hear us on Monday. You guys can hear us on Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, so it's a half an hour later. Now, these are the stations where you can hear us live. You can hear us live on davinsden.com, Hawk Radio, Cyanet, Talk Superstation, Mac Daddy, and Wicked. We will be live on all those stations. The replay of Monday's show will be on the regular time on Indie Authority. So if you forget, you tune in Indie Authority on Tuesday night, and you can hear the show there. You just can't chat with us because we're going to ignore you. And at some point, they're going to put the replay up of Clutch and Wiggle. We got to thank our sponsors. What the hell did I do with that sheet? Hold on one second. Amuse yourselves while I look at this mess. Oh, man. I suck.
That's okay.
Oh, Christ. Where did it go? Hold on. It's nowhere to be found.
Someplace he has sponsors.
So Pip, how much snow do you think you're getting by you?
I don't really know. They were saying something about a foot, and I got all excited.
All right, here we go. You know what? I can't find the shit I need.
Really?
And then they said it was...
Oh, here it is.
Oh.
Here it is. Right. Here's the stuff I need. All right, that was horrible. I got an email, and I got to so I got to respond to this after the show. I got an email from our sales girl Tammy. She informed me Surf Easy re-upped with us, so they'll be back sponsoring the show. And you know, we've gotten emails and messages from people that have bought the Surf Easy product, and they really like it. So
it's a very good product.
It is a very good product. So that's cool. All right, we want to thank Success Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, and really, who isn't, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef/owner Frank Giacarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine. You know, like on a night like this where it's really cold, you want that like authentic Italian cuisine, it just warms you up, don't you think, Joe?
Yes, absolutely.
What I love about them is they make it with the fresh ingredients, not the crappy spices that the three of us use, but they use like...
Nothing crawling in their food.
No, they use the best of the best. And that's what you need. And they got like this great Mediterranean decor where you just feel at home and it's cozy. And they have their private party room where you can host your family get-togethers or corporate functions. You know, they have off-site catering. So what you got to do is you got to go to Francesco's for lunch or dinner. They're at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Or you give them a call, 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. And here's the thing. You can even go there. You go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. You check out all the stuff they have. And they got another comedy show coming up, which Sidesplitting Productions, my company, puts on Friday, January 31st. These things always sell well. So you got to order your tickets now. And it's starring Comedy Central's Paul Bond. So you're going to love that.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York. This is the place where I go when I'm about to go cross country, and that's what I'm going to do this week. I'm heading west. I go to Goldberg's for my breakfast, get my trip off to the right start, because they have like the best water bagels. It tastes like New York City, but it's in Orange County. So, and they have like a great variety of bagels and the cream cheeses, the schmears, and it's not just that; it's also a deli. So this past weekend after karate at Success Martial Arts, took my family out to Goldberg's for a little bit of a lunch. Got the New Yorker. It is pastrami, corned beef, Dijon mustard, and onions on a garlic bread roll. Holy cow.
I tell you one thing. You have some breath after that, but it sounds delicious.
No, I wasn't looking to make out with you, stupid.
There?
What?
Is there any cheese on there?
No, but you can get cheese there. It's not kosher.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, you can order cheese if you want. I liked mine the way it was.
good.
That was the New Yorker. It was delicious. So, we, you know, and look, they cater to, they're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on the weekends. You go to 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or you call them 845-469-8505. Here's the cool thing. Fan of the show, mention us, get 10% off. You're a veteran, 10% off. How cool is that? My company, Side Splitting Productions, we put on the best comedy shows anywhere. You call me up, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. We've got DJs, got impersonators, anything you need. You call us up. We got it all covered for you. Pip, where can people hear this show?
Well, except for next Tuesday, they can hear us live Tuesdays at hawkradio.net, WKAB Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, cyannetradio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com.
The Juggernaut.
The Juggernaut.
Yes. And TheIndieAuthority.com. You can download previous shows at DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com.
Pod Almighty.
Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, and iHeartRadio. Joe?
Ah, the Kerry Edelman Show. The Kerry Edelman Show, unique and different by incorporating guests' past and present experiences. The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson and Watson Show. The Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, on an Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WatsonandWatson.com.
Pip, is Mr. Helix playing out this week?
He is, but you know what? I didn't get the information because of my tech issues. So, sorry, it'll have to be a surprise.
Joe, where are you going to be Wednesday and the weekend?
All right, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's down in Point Pleasant, 518 Arnold Avenue, Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. For reservations, dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN.
This Thursday, Joe's going to be joining me in Dunellen, New Jersey. We're doing a fundraiser. You can still get tickets. You want to email Dunellen, D-U-N-E-L-L-E-N, Dunellen Education Foundation at yahoo.com. It's in Dukes and Roxy and Dukes. But you want to email Dunellen Education Foundation at yahoo.com. You'll see me and Joe doing what we do best. Friday, there'll be live Side Splitting Productions putting on live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca, starring Uncle Floyd. We just did a show there last week with Uncle Floyd, over 200 people. They're going to do it again. They put the food is outstanding, give you so much of it. Great buffet, starring Uncle Floyd, John Ivorone, and Joe Fernandez. For tickets, you want to call 973-697-9704. 973-697-9704. I am going for a mini tour this weekend. I am leaving this country. I am going to Windsor, Canada, and I will be at the comedy... What?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, glad I could impress you. Going to be at the Comedy Quarry at the Rockhead Pub. For tickets, you want to call 226-346-0646. 226-346-0646. It's going to be my first time at this comedy club. I am certainly looking forward to it. Remember, guys, we're not going to be here Tuesday. Got to listen on Monday. You want to find out all the information that's going on the show, you go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. Tell your friends. Make sure you like the page. We always got stuff going on the websites. This show will be up on replay tomorrow. We'll put up some more scammer clips later on in the week. See about maybe getting a video. Maybe getting another Joe Curry eating horrible food video. See if we can get that up there. Morgan's video's up there. Lots of cool stuff. Joe, Pip, thank you guys for hanging out with me on the phone.
No problem.
Thanks to everybody in the den for hanging in with us.
Thanks for hanging with us, man.
Thank you, guys. Remember, if you like us, you know what you need to do. You need to tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening. See ya.
Good night.